last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Deirdre?
I like rock climbing.
Is there by any chance like a 15-alarm fire near where you are?
That's the third fire truck that's passed me, and there's a fourth one coming.
Wow. Mike, that's how hot she is.
I'm trying to see where the fire is.
Look in your pants.
That's what the shoppers at the back of the mall.
Look in your pants, honey. That's where the fire is right now. There's some burning bush down there.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Eastern Sun of the Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Mike, a stellar job
today. I might add. The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
All right,
now, even though
Robbie
is not here today.
Oh, don't start it yet. We don't know where the Phil Hochberg tapes are.
Oh, no. Hey, Lisa.
He hides everything.
Lisa, would you come in and, where's the Phil Hochberg tape and the Rob tape?
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Because even though Rob is not here today, he cut a tape open for us.
Oh, wonderful.
Very responsible.
And, of course, we pray to Phil Hochberg that he has a safe trip to New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the son of Christ, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Now, keep in mind, he's not here.
Yeah, we're going to do this through the magic of audio tape.
So, hello, Rob.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Say, how are you guys doing today?
Good tape.
Doing fine.
Good tape quality there.
Hey, boys. How are you doing today?
We are doing fine.
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself. And, you know, Phil almost didn't make it here today.
Really? I feel like I'm doing my Danny O'Day thing with the ventriloquist dummy again. Why is that, Rob?
That's right. He was stuck at the airport.
Really?
Yeah, paying the duty on his underwear. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Don't Argue in Front of the Help and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting a show that's tighter than Buzz Burbank's purse strings, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Even when he's not here, he doesn't forget.
Yeah, that's terrific, isn't it?
Hello, and thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show, coast to coast, nationwide.
Hi.
Brought to you via the auspices of Westwood One. Don't laugh. Come on.
Funny.
It's a new episode on Wednesday. February 21st, phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. That's 877-365-3636.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our crazy world.
Welcome, everybody.
Won't you come on in?
If you only knew.
Always an adventure.
Yeah.
Miracles, I guess.
might never realize how much Roth does.
Isn't that good? Now he's valued.
Well, no, it's just...
No, not really.
A properly trained monkey could do his job, but...
He's got that big brain, though. You know, you give him a simple task.
Yeah, all the tapes are out of place, but... We made it through the opening segment. Who needs them? FM, man. It's built with you in mind.
Yeah, it's right there.
The room. Hey. We made it through the first segment without him. Yeah, all he really does is line up the tapes for me.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Say, how are you guys doing today?
Say.
How are you, Rob?
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself.
Great. I'm doing good. I'm with my dad, Dave, in New York City.
And he's on the phone right now.
Oh, very good.
Hello, Bobo.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, man.
How you doing? Let me turn my radio down. Hold on.
We just listened to your fantastic taped introduction, Rob.
How'd that work out?
It was fantastic. It was your usual wonderful stuff. The quality of tape was the issue, I believe. It was kind of like, hello, boys.
Well, you see, that's what's weird, is I cleaned the heads and everything, and it sounded fine on the 800, and that's the best I can get it to stick to the cart. I just got one of those voices. I'm like a vampire. You can't see me in a mirror, can't hear me on tape.
I don't like it. It reminded me very much of doing my ventriloquist act with my Danny O'Day. Like, hi, Danny, how are you?
Absolutely.
I'm going fine. How are you?
Welcome to the House of Wax.
Well, I'm glad to know that it worked out so well.
Yes, it was fantastic. Almost as if you were actually here, Rob.
Well, it'll be just like I'm there, but no crunching in the background.
That's right. Listen, how are you, boy? Did you have a safe trip to New York?
You'll never guess who was on my plane this morning that I couldn't get to, unfortunately, because they had him, like, all securityed up.
Who's that?
Al Gore.
Really?
Yeah, he was, you know, was on the Delta shuttle like we normally take up.
Well, that's right, he's teaching his college class up there.
That poor schmuck. Oh, I mean, just a month ago, the guy was flying on Air Force One or Air Force Two, whatever his airplane is.
I know.
And now he's on...
Air Force number two.
Now he's on the Delta shuttle. Did he get the...
He did get the bulkhead.
Did he get the bagel, and did he get the orange juice?
Yeah, not only that, but all the... they reserved, like, the first four rows, I think. So four rows of six, so 24 seats. For him and I think like maybe five or six entourage people, and every seat had a complimentary bottle of Delta water.
They know how to treat a former vice president, because we never get the complimentary Delta water.
You don't get that, no.
Dad and I were commenting that, you know, that they got all the security, so we're thinking, wow, it's either going to be a celebrity or like a prisoner.
And how many Secret Service guys were with him?
You know what? I would say maybe one Secret Service guy. There was more of an entourage than like a security detail.
So he's still got his staff going now with
him. Right. Well, listen, you know, once you're out of office, right, it's like, hey, listen,
nobody loves you.
Fair game.
Well, what I heard is that the vice president gets one Secret Service guy and only for 1 year.
Yeah, that's probably
true. Get it for the rest of his life, but a VP only gets it for 1 year.
That's probably true. I think you're right about that.
Well, I can tell that you're already hepped up on goofballs. Did you take your tranquilizer before the flight?
No, I didn't, because, you know, the tranquilizers last 6 hours, and I wanted to be, you know, alert for the flight. Oh, by the way, I said hi to the power-hungry short guy at the airport and to Don Rickles.
Oh, great. That's our favorite guy.
They're still there.
At National Airport. So how was your dad-day and enjoying his time with you?
Very great. We just got back from lunch, and we walked around the city, and it was neat. We're at Radio City Music Hall, and it looks like a real Hollywood premiere. They've got the barricades up that say street closed, and they've got Sopranos premiere up in lights on the...
Where did you go to eat?
Well, of course, the Carnegie Deli.
Attaboy.
You know, me and my dad, we love our pastrami.
Rob and his dad walking hand in hand.
That's right, singing gaily.
This is the best pastrami I've ever had, Dad Day.
You're right, Rob.
And that's how he's found.
Yeah, your father, who looks like your son.
Right.
And once again, I think we're getting the looks like, yeah, what a lovely gay couple.
Sure. Somebody, we don't talk about this very often, but Rob's father looks absolutely nothing like Rob.
He's dreaming.
Let me just say, Rob's father is, and no disrespect to Rob, he is a handsome,
right,
youthful-looking man.
Taken.
Does he still have the earring, Rob?
Yeah, your earring in today, Dad? What's that? Do you have your earring in today?
No,
no earring today.
No. Oh,
hey,
good.
Cool.
All right. That's good. Well, you know, I suggest that after the premiere, you ought to run down to the village.
Oh, and, perhaps. Yeah, we'll catch up on all time. Hello, boys.
Are you and your dad sharing a room?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And we're in it shirtless right now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You.
No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a lovely, HBO's put us up in a great hotel, better than CBS ever does.
Of course.
And we're having a great time. It's really cool.
All right, well, listen, don't forget why you're there. I mean, it's good that you're bonding
here
with your dad.
Pastrami, right?
Yes, but don't forget, you're there to get us tape of The Sopranos tonight.
Right. I will call you. The doors open at Radio City at 6.
Right.
And we'll be getting there when the doors open. I will call you from one of the classic old fabled payphones of the Radio City lobby and give you a live.
And Rob, this year, James Gandolfini.
Yeah, you got to get Tony. You got to get Dr. Malfi.
I'd like to get Junior. It would just be my favorite.
I'm definitely wanting to find Uncle June, and I've got a certain thing in my heart for Arthur Bucco.
And listen, who's the guy you were afraid to talk to last year?
I wasn't afraid of anybody, but Paulie Walnuts would not go on tape.
No,
I'm
going
to set out to get him this year.
This year, I want you to pretend that you're actually there to get us some tape. Hide the microphone if you have to.
Okay.
Run it down your sleeve and just say, hey, Paulie Walnuts, have you heard the Don and Mike show on WNEW?
Yeah, and tapes that we can use all year, you know, because we love that show. We really do.
Very cool. I will do it.
All right.
Very good, and I will call you at that time. It'll be exciting. It'll be a big Hollywood premiere, except it's in New York.
Hey, Rob, you know, this is just a thought. I'm not telling you how to do it, but, you know, maybe, like, you get those big index cards and just take about 50 of them in your big suit pocket, and when you walk up to somebody, just throw the card in front of them, because, actors will read anything.
This is Paulie Walnuts.
Right.
I never listened to Don and Mike.
Absolutely.
Okay, no, I will put it on, I'll put it on stationery and have it printed up for them.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Just handle it. Have a great time also.
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you tomorrow. I can't wait. I count the minutes.
Oh, yes. And incidentally, you and Buzz are still flying out at the same time?
Yes.
The rest of us are flying out earlier.
Oh, that'll be great.
Sorry, there was a little bit of a cost difference.
Understood.
Gotcha.
It'll be just me and Buzz on a plane with Al Gore, right?
Yes, that's right.
Just you, Buzz, and Al Gore.
That'll be good. I hope we get Delta water.
Enjoy. Goodbye, boy.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Oh, hold on. We need to talk to you. Hold on.
Hold on, please, Robbie.
There you
and,
go.
Of course, by 8, 9 o'clock tonight, he will be just sloppy.
Yeah.
How are you there, Carm?
At least he didn't have his tranquilizer.
Right. So pretty, but so put up on. I'm Robbie.
Yeah, you know, we were going through the travel stuff for this trip to Reno. We'll be in Reno Friday doing the live show from KPLY, then doing the Vegas show Friday night from Harrah's in Tahoe, and we were looking at the schedule. The schedule had us coming in tomorrow here, doing an hour on the air live,
right? Yeah.
Then getting out to the airport, and then like flying to Dallas, and then spending a couple hours in Dallas, and arriving in Reno
a little after midnight Reno time, a little after 3 a.m. our time.
Really? Yeah. And
meaning that we wouldn't get to the hotel till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And, you know,
that's if we're lucky.
There's tons of crap. So made an executive decision, and well, Buzz, I would have called you, but I know how you felt yesterday about paying for the hotel room.
Yes.
And there is some extra cost involved wanted to switch your ticket. And, I had said to myself, gee, Buzz wouldn't pay $250 for a listener's hotel room.
Oh, now that I'm thinking of it, I'm sure he wouldn't. I mean, with that, it would be a significant cost.
Yeah.
Significantly more than the hotel room.
To make
this hotel room.
You made the right call.
All right, well, listen.
Absolutely.
Out of your own pocket.
Uh-huh.
Would you have paid that much?
Absolutely not.
There you
All
go.
Right,
see?
Couldn't have done that.
There you go. So. Yeah. Enjoy.
Good decision.
Tomorrow will be a travel day for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It really is difficult for us to logistically to get out to the smaller affiliates when they're out there on the West Coast.
I mean, go to Travelocity.com, and I defy you to find a direct flight.
Yeah, well, you can't.
From Washington, from Baltimore, to Reno.
Can't
do
it.
You can't.
Right.
One of the options we had was to fly to Los Angeles and then have a 7-hour layover.
That's not unusual to get to places like Reno and Sacramento, is to fly all the way to the Los Angeles or San Francisco, wait a whole bunch of time, and then take the smaller plane into these smaller cities. You know, it gets kind of crazy. It really does.
So anyway, problem solved. So we won't be here tomorrow. So we've got tons of stuff to cram into today's show. Not only all the stuff that we had planned for today, but for tomorrow.
We got to get prepared.
That means...
We have a Don and Mike studio.
Yeah, we got to get some contestants.
Let's do it.
That's right. Don and Mike are going to get it. Playing on Friday now. Live in Reno. The
Get a new.
Come on and play. That's right, live. Some out of town ass.
Show off your.
Some out of town cooter. Some out of town poontang.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, I don't know exactly the specifications of the studios of KPOY, but I've been told...
We're going to try to cram it.
I've been told that they're quite small.
Quite tiny?
Yeah, one room. They have many studios, but there are not windows between the studios.
Oh, dear.
So we'll all be in one room together.
Well, we all are during strip trivia anyway, so that's okay.
But no, but this time even the guys are going to have to be in the same room as us. So the thought is that we might only be able to do 7 or 8 people in there. So what we like is we'll start with 8 girls and 4 guys.
Excellent.
Then we'll see how many we can fit in and how many people show up. And listen, like always, we're going to ask for girls to call first.
Now, this is an opportunity for women in the Reno, Tahoe, Sacramento even area to participate in something. We get asked this when we go on the road. How come you never play strip trivia when you come out here? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived.
And finally, Mike... We have a bargaining chip at our beckon that if the Phillies don't call right away at 877-365-3636 to say that they want to play strip trivia, if the women of Reno do not call, we are not beyond, we are not so proud as that we will not take the Bunny Ranch up on their offer to send over prostitutes to play strip trivia with us.
All right.
They have offered up to 20 of their finest hoes to come over and play strip trivia.
Gotta like that Bunny Ranch.
Now, we'd much rather play with, you know,
amateurs.
Regular people.
It's really, you know, as much as it's nice of the professionals to offer, it's always more fun when we have amateurs.
Of course it is.
Are the phones even turned on? You know, that's another one of the things that Rob does. There's a button that you have to press.
I have to press the button. Dad Day.
So we can hear and be heard.
Dad Day, I'm in the tub. Bring me my soap.
Is that the button in the right spot there? Is that it? Mm-hmm.
They were flashing a minute ago.
Yeah, the button, it's on. There's something wrong. I called Mike, the engineer. I told him what happened. He knows exactly what it is. So one of my lines is working, but...
So we only have one telephone line working?
Exactly.
Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Great. National radio show. One phone line working. Oh, but I do have good news.
Yes? About the computers?
The guy from Dell Computer did show.
Good.
And we've got nothing but love for Dell Computer because the guy did bring us 2 brand new computers.
This place.
So we will be able to have our own computer system hooked up. I'll get Jeff from Tech Radio to come in this weekend.
Somebody asked me if you were legit with that. I said, yeah, of course he was legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. Who's this on the inside line? Hello? Great. Just friggin' great.
You know, I think Rob would be very happy to hear that all this stuff is going on.
But this has nothing to do with him. But yeah, I know he'll
think it.
Somehow think that it revolves around him.
That day, I leave and one phone line works. Woe is me.
How are we supposed to do a friggin' show with no phones?
It's handy.
I mean, we can do it. We can certainly talk among ourselves. But now,
but we got to get the contestants for strip trivia in Reno, and we. We need the phones to call the casino hotel to find out if we're going to be getting the star suites.
How can you have a call-in radio show with 12 lines and only one works?
You can't.
And I'm counting on the general manager of the Lake Tahoe Resort, Harrah's Lake Tahoe, having an Italian name. I mean, I know those people don't control the hotels and casinos anymore, but I'm just hoping. You know, in The Godfather, you know, where Fredo gets whacked out on the water, I believe that's Lake Tahoe.
Okay. Let me call the engineer. The inside lines work.
Godfather 2, isn't it, when Fredo gets it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's his name.
Barry Phillips.
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
Tahoe's gone legit, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, listen to this. This is the sound I'm getting when I'm trying to call just up to the office upstairs.
That's not my God.
God damn.
I was hoping the general manager would have a name like Carmine Bambudare.
So nice to meet you.
You guys. Your room, your meals, calm.
All right, well, listen, I apologize if you're trying to call us right now. Let me see what happens if you try to call.
I got Tahoe fever.
7-7-3-6-5-36-36.
Thank you for calling the Don and Mike Show. Unfortunately, our phones suck.
Mike is working on the phones, and they should be up in about a minute.
It's ringing, but nothing's happening.
I see two lines ringing, one on hold and another one ringing now.
The one on hold, I see
a third line ringing.
The local one is a local one.
Oh, I see.
This doesn't have anything. I know what this guy's going to talk about. Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, this doesn't have anything to do with that Verizon problem, does it?
Remember last night on the news, the guy that splice through the cable.
Yeah, last night, I don't know if you saw the 10 o'clock news, some dum-dum, some idiot construction worker sliced through a bunch of phone cables. And, you know, they're so happy to bring you bad news on the 10 o'clock news. Good evening, I'm
Did
Jason.
You see that guy?
Yeah. The guy who cut through the cable?
No, the guy, the reporter. He was so excited to be down there.
Hi, listen, great news.
Right.
About 80,000 people won't have phones till Friday.
And this will really take you off.
Hey, Don.
What?
I found out in an effort to get some people service, they are having temporary outages.
Huh?
In order to get some people service in the Northern Virginia area, like hospitals and the people that need it,
yeah,
other lines are being taken out of the long distance.
Oh,
network.
Is that why when I was calling a car dealership today, I got a nonstop business signal?
I'm all for that. I mean, give hospitals and police the phones, but don't take them away from us. We are as vital as any hospital or any police agency.
Yeah, so you should know the main theme. People are dying to be entertained.
Hey, Don, I will tell you this. I called in on myself, and I'm local.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
The guy who cut the wire, by the way, was putting in one of those red light cameras that we all love so much.
Oh, really? To kind of catch you going through intersections?
That's right.
Oh, that son of a bitch. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the telephones here at the radio station.
It could.
Because they were elated last night. They had a picture of a telephone up in the right-hand corner, and it had the Ghostbusters sign through the middle of it. It said, so many people, 80 to 120,000 people, will be without phones until Friday. Okay, hold on. One of the lines is working. One of our toll-free lines is working. Hello, Don and Mike Show. God.
What is wrong?
Now, it looks like we're getting some ringing. All right, now maybe they fixed it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Have you ever heard of a more broke dick radio station than the one we're on?
It's incredible.
Have you really?
It's hello. Truly amazing.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You having problems with your phone?
You know, and then this is the guy that gets through.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
No, now they appear to be working.
Really?
Yes.
Where's Rob?
Are you listening to the show?
I'm standing behind you.
I cannot.
You're talking to Broyhill.
You know, that is a testament to the fact that Charlie Broyhill sounds like every guy that calls this show.
Do you have any idea?
I had no idea.
None
whatsoever.
And I at least you could see him.
I never look at Charlie Broyhill.
Okay. I dialed the 636-1067 number, which has never been disconnected.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Charles.
Bye, Don.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that guy was an idiot.
Sure was. God, what a monkey he was. That was Charlie Broyhill just calling us from one foot behind me in the studio.
Chop Broyhill.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, boys.
Hi, girl.
How are you?
You calling from Reno?
I'm calling from Sacto.
Sacramento. Sacto. You want to make the drive over the mountain?
Yeah.
Come play strip trivia on Friday?
For sure.
Really? For sure. Now listen, you got to be absolutely positive because we'll go with the pros.
Okay.
I mean, we'll go with the hoes. We'll go with the pro hoes.
Who said I'm not a hoe, okay?
Okay. All right. Well said.
That's the right attitude for strip trivia.
What is your name, please?
Leanne,
and you're from Sacramento. What do you do, Leanne?
I work evenings.
Evenings.
Are you really a whore?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. We ask girls that all the time. You got to give us an answer.
Yeah, that's essential for strip trivia. Otherwise, we can't proceed.
Okay, the celeb. I'm going to have to go Julia Roberts' face and hair. Maybe.
Okay.
And then someone more athletic on the bottom.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Sound
all right.
Hot.
All right. Good.
And you got no problem. You got no problem driving to Reno on Friday?
No.
All right, honey. Hold on. Thank you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Yeah, we'll take 8 girls. We have our first contestant, and then we'll get to the guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling about strip trivia.
Yeah,
I kind of thought this would happen out there.
And who is this?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
In Reno.
What? Oh, you're in Reno.
Yeah.
Excellent. How old are you, Lauren?
I'm 40.
Ah,
40.
Wonderful.
Like that.
Like that. What do you do, Lauren?
I have a wholesale tie-dye business.
A wholesale what?
Tie-dye clothing, like what hippies wear.
Oh, hippie chat.
Oh, Buzz will be glad to meet you. Look forward
That's
to it.
That's why I'm doing this, because I really want to meet Buzz.
Buzz wants you to bring him a hemp shirt.
Yes, please.
Not a problem. A hemp shirt for Buzz.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble, Lauren?
Well, I'm not a petite girl.
Ah, that's all right.
But do you remember Jenny Lee Harrelson from Three's Company?
The girl who replaced Suzanne Summers?
She played the girl that was like her sister that went to UCLA.
And she was blonde, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I look like her when she looked like that at that time. Because now if you've seen her, she's doing all these infomercials and she looks really bad.
This is way too confusing. Yeah. Are you hot or not?
Well, I'm heavy.
How heavy?
Well, Catherine Mannheim.
That heavy. So you're heavy. That's good, though. It's nice to have variety.
Okay.
Okay, you sure you want me, though?
We like regular girls flying. We're glad that you were honest about that, because I don't remember the girl on Three's Company ever looking like Catherine Mann.
I don't either, but Lauren, the important thing is, Lauren, are you comfortable with your nudity?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm a hippie girl.
There you go, fantastic. Well, great. Okay. Hold on a second, please.
Wait, I have another question.
Yes.
What's the prize?
Dozen donuts.
No. What is it? We have money, right? We always. Yeah, we have money. Money.
How much money, boys? How much?
Hey, we're not going to sell this thing too much, Lauren.
I tell you what. How much do you weigh? I'll give you $1 a pound. Maybe I'll give you $2 a pound.
No. I want to know how much money and what the prize is. Because if it's just dinner for two at one of the casinos.
Listen, honey, we always have cash for the top three winners.
Okay.
Always have cash.
Good okay,
cash.
Well, I've always said that if you came to Reno and you did strip trivia, I would do this.
Beautiful. Well, that's good. I know a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, hold on, please.
Okay.
The Mannheim steamroller.
There she is.
Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ.
Cameron Mannheim.
There she is. I'm glad at least she was honest about it.
She was totally upfront, and she sounds comfortable with her nudity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I think we'll probably... Hold on a second, my friend. I bet we'll probably go... I don't know, like at least $500 for first place.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
$200 for second place, $100 for third place.
Absolutely.
And we always give good cash prizes for strip trivia. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, can I please play strip trivia? I know you're not asking for
guys.
Hey, wait.
Now, unfortunately, you'll never get to play because you're much too selfish.
We do it the same way every time. Let us get the chicks.
You're not following instructions, sir.
Then we'll get the dudes. Hello, Don and Mike.
I was calling for the trivia.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, we're doing it in a different part of the country. People have to learn.
Keep it in your pants. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'm calling to be on strip trivia.
Yes, excellent. And what's your name?
Anissa.
Anissa, where are you from?
I live in Stockton. It's like 2 hours from Reno.
So it's a trip over the mountain again.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got some devoted listeners. Uh-huh. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. Anissa, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28. What do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Uh-huh. And how are you at dictation?
Oh, my gosh.
The celeb you think you most resemble?
I guess... one of the girls in Destiny Child, that group.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a hot soul sister.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I love the variety. This is quite a variety pack we have.
That's right. Hot chocolate.
Yep.
Brown sugar. Jungle love. Ready for that. I'm up for that. Hold on a second. We'll see you Friday. Hold on, please.
Okay,
hold on, Anissa.
Boy, so far, just a fantastic array.
All right, that's three. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this who I'm...
He's Donnell.
Oh, my God, it is. It was.
It was.
That's the first time in like 6 months he's called.
The original Darnell Valentine.
Because we're coming out to that neck of the woods. Darnell Valentine.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Oh, hi, Frida.
Hi, Boo Boo.
Is this the original?
Yes, it is, Sugar Bear.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Hi, sweetie.
I love you.
I'm so glad I'm so glad your period stopped.
Oh, yes. I had a good time last night, Sugar
no,
Bear.
No, it was this morning. It was. It was this morning.
Who knew?
I'm pretty good, buddy. He can't deal with that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, why are you calling? We're asking women to call right now.
I know. I'm just calling to let you guys know.
I know. I know that's what you want, but I'm calling to let you know.
Be careful because the weather's going to be bad. If you get all those people from over the hill, they might not be able to make it.
Well, that's why we have our standby pro hose.
All right.
What do you mean the weather's going to be bad? How do you know what the weather's going to be?
Well, they're predicting snow off and on for the next 3 days.
You know what, this guy, we can't even go out of town without getting a naysayer.
That's right.
Why don't you just let the show happen?
We'll be there.
Yeah, why? Seriously, why do you do that?
We will be there.
No. Answer me.
Answer you?
Yes. Why do you do that? Why are you a naysayer?
Okay, I'll be honest with you, because I think you guys should have people from Reno.
Oh, see? But you know what it is? There is always a hidden agenda.
And that is true about the snow.
Hey, listen, if girls from Reno call, we'll put them on. But if girls from Sacramento call or Stockton call or anywhere in Northern California and they want to drive, let them drive. What do you care?
Okay, you're right.
Are you
saying it's going to close off? They all look good.
Are you saying it's going to snow in Reno for 3 days, or is it going to snow in the mountains for 3 days?
In the mountains, they're saying off and on for the.
It always snows in the mountains in the Donner Pass where people eat people.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Listen, don't forget, we're right. You're wrong.
No.
No, yes.
Okay, you're always right.
I want to tap.
We're not always right, but we're right in this case.
Is there really a rivalry? You know, I hate rivalries. We've got the Washington-Baltimore rivalry. Is there a rivalry between Reno and Sacramento, really?
If there is, I believe that the role of Baltimore is being played by Reno.
Hey, now, STD Capital?
What?
You think it's the STD capital?
No, listen, I'm drawing a parallel here that the people of Baltimore, as we've mentioned many times on the show, have an inferiority complex when it comes to D.C.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't see a rhyme or reason for it, but they have it. And you seem to have it in regards to Sacramento.
Yeah, you're calling and you're from Reno and you're saying you don't want Sacramento people playing the game. Well, I mean, I don't know why that would matter to you.
I just have to say I hate that you guys are always right.
Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
D-bag.
Bye-bye.
He was.
Thanks. I didn't want to waste the O-U-C-H-E on him.
There was no talking to
D-B.
Him.
D-B. Goodbye, D-B.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
G-D-D-B. Oh, he's sitting in the lobby of our radio station out there.
M-F. S-O-B.
No.
We need Reno people.
Hello.
Yeah, so what, we're getting another best of tomorrow or what?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that, like the 20th time since Christmas now, or what?
Right on.
Yeah, right, the 20th time.
Yeah, right. Count them up, buddy.
Hey, listen.
It's actually been 21.
Oh, you listen, numbnuts.
No, you listen.
I'll provide the rest of the listeners some good quality entertainment, all this best of crap all the time.
Hey, listen, douchebag. Hey, listen, douchebag. You tell me, how do you get out to Reno?
I take a plane, Jerky. How do you get out there?
Jerky. Okay, listen to me, Jerky. You do a show, and then you come on, and you do a 10-hour airplane flight, and you get 2 hours of sleep, then you do two shows on Friday.
Yeah. I do a show, buddy.
What show do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do, Jerky?
It's on the air, okay? You got to tune in. How do you tune in? You shut up and you listen.
It is not, Jerky.
Yeah, it is, Chisel Chest.
It is not, Douchebaggio.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Your plane's going down. How do you feel about that? You better take some tranquilizers, O'Mara.
No, don't say that because that really upsets Mike.
You're gonna make me cry.
Local radio celebrities, Michael Merrill.
Hey, shut up!
Dick, hold on. Are you right about that?
I think so.
Charlie thinks this is Norb from Green Bay.
Oh, interesting how he hung up right away.
That was a little accent there.
Yeah, why did you think that was Norb from Green Bay?
Because it was. He calls a lot of times. One time he called and I said to him, Norb, I know that's you. And he hung up, so I called him back. He said, am I in trouble?
Oh, God. Wow.
Okay. And if you're wondering, incidentally, we just did the paperwork. Since the first of the year, this would be the third time that we've subjected you for best of.
There you go.
Once during Martin Luther King Day, once during President's Day,
right,
and once so we could fly to Reno.
Yeah, I, we don't need to pander to that gentleman.
No. Well, no. I mean, he was a douchebag.
He was.
And I felt the need. And if it was you,
back to back, too.
And if it was you, Norb.
Oh, boy. You're in hot water.
Absolutely. Yeah, hey there.
Hey.
I'm going to have to do a chamorro on your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have to find your teenage daughter there.
Yeah, look at that. Three or four fingers.
And bring her inside the hot tub there.
There you go, hey.
With my underpants on there.
Hello there.
And say, hey, this is a party. Where's the alcohol there? Hey, which one of you girls is Norb's sister?
Hey, Chewy. Fantastic. Time to go to court.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Justin from SAC. How are you?
You don't sound like a woman, Justin.
I don't want to be in the strip trivia. I want to talk about this Reno-SAC rivalry here.
All right.
People in Reno are a bunch of inbreds. They want to talk about, like, all these people want to talk about how SAC's a cow town and all that. Look at how many cows are in Reno, including the cows that are in those brothels.
All right.
Wow. Listen, boy, I said,
settle
the hostility,
down.
Why can't we all love each other?
Settle down.
I'm bitter.
Why, do you want to love me?
Yes, I want to love my fellow man. Yes, I do, sir.
You do?
Yes.
Mike speaks for himself.
Incidentally. I want to love you too, Don.
I'm sorry, my love is not for sale.
But you can love me, sir.
Not even if I bring the money to the Reno show?
He just doesn't want to love you, Mike. You know what I think? I think he's a guy who wants what he can't have.
No, yeah, he wants
Don. I want Don.
You want Don, you don't want me?
Well, that's
you. Can I have both of you?
No, now you can't have me either.
He'll want you if you don't want him.
I don't want him. I spit on him. Patooey.
What do I do? What if I do something real nasty with that spit?
Like, now you're grossing me out.
Like what? What would you do with Mike Smith?
Oh, God, I'm grossing myself out.
Why are we so many numbnuts call us right
do,
now?
Indeed.
It was better when the phones didn't work.
Everybody's getting all excited.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Greg.
Yes, hello.
Hi, it's Greg from Stockton, California.
Hello, Greg, yes.
Hey, the guy who called about the weather, he's right. We are getting a lot of snow out here.
Great. Well, enjoy it, please. And don't get stuck in an avalanche. Thank you.
Bye.
Bah.
More naysayers.
Bah. Well, hey, Charlie, how many pro hoes is the Bunny Ranch going to send over?
Four.
All right.
Four.
Well, then we'll just get a couple more girls.
Right.
How many have already signed up?
Three.
We have three.
We have Leanne, Lauren, and Anissa.
Fine. But, you know, we'll give them another break to keep calling in. Girls for Strip Trivia for Friday.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm not a girl. Sorry, guys. Hey, I just want to let all the listeners know that when you guys get to Reno, if they smell something...
Use that word?
You can't say that. I can't use it, but that's how I feel about you guys.
Well, but I mean, if you feel bad about us, just don't use the words that we can't broadcast.
Well, if you feel that way, why are you...
I don't feel bad about you. I'm saying you guys are the...
Then why are you listening and why are you calling?
No.
Oh, are you saying we are the S?
You are the S.
Oh, see, that's a nice thing that you're saying.
The whole town's in a hubbub about you guys coming out.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on, Mike, you got it. Who is this? Eminem on the phone? You got to explain this to me.
All right, now, let me, first of all, sir, now stay on the line because and don't take any offense, but you're a mallet head. All right, you were trying to give us a compliment, but you went about it in just a horrible way.
Yeah.
Right.
You're probably correct. Yeah, you are correct on that, Omar.
I am correct, Omar. I like when people call me by my last name. I don't know why I like that.
And I just want you to know that Reno would love a guest appearance by Crap. Anytime you can get Crap in a casino, it's wonderful.
I follow when he said you, because you guys are the S.
We're the S out there, and apparently everybody's talking about us coming out.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I love Best Of. I think it's the best thing because you get all the great bits in one, you know, big collection.
Oh, Best Of.
Oh, the Best Of.
She likes Best Of.
And whoever puts that together is you know, really good at putting together everything in like a theme.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome.
Thanks. Where are you calling from?
I'm Reno.
Well, you're not coming down to play the game?
No.
Why?
Oh. I'm shy. But thank you for all the memories, and let me leave you swinging.
All right. You know show, we do have a bunch of funny people.
We do. We seriously do. They're all calling from the west.
Hello.
It's the western, they say.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was calling about strip trivia.
Why? We're not done with the girls yet.
Oh, I can't wait on the line?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Well, you can't wait on the line.
Jesus.
DB. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I have to talk to you about your best of show.
Wait, why does everybody want to discuss the best of show?
Because you guys were sick one day and you had a best of, and then you guys walked off the show one day and had a best of. So
it's, you're right. Okay, we did have one extra the day we walked off. You're correct.
All right,
you're correct.
You're right. We're wrong.
You guys are the ass.
Thank you. All right. Thank you,
Spirit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
They are funny. They're making me laugh.
Jesus, H. Christ.
They don't make you laugh, they make you cry.
J.H.C. F&DBs.
Hello.
What is up, guys?
Hey, hi.
You guys are dope stupid.
Thank you.
Thanks for that contribution.
All right, listen. You know what? We'll devote one break later in the show to see if we can get a couple more girls.
Good. Very good. And the rule applies that no matter what we're doing, if you're a woman and you'd like to play strip trivia, and you're from Reno, Sacramento, just give us a call.
Whatever. You know, if you can get out to radio station KPLY
you can dig yourself out.
On Friday, come on by. That's right. If you're not an avalanche or in a plane crash or something.
Buried up to your, forehead in a truckie.
Come on by and play the game. We're going to clear all the lines out now and take a caller number 100 at 877-365-3636. Secret song number 6, which is still worth $500, and I'm going to give you another clue right now.
Oh, good. We need one.
And it's a good thing Rob is not here, because this would piss him off.
No, Don, don't.
It would really piss him off. Hey, where's the... Did you already put away the tape of Rob?
Don. Don.
Yes, Rob.
If you give out a clue, we might have a winner. Please don't do that. That'll make me very unhappy.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Say, how are you guys doing today?
Well, Robbie, I'm about to give out a clue, and I know that would piss you off, man.
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself.
The clue is, well, you know what? I'll give you the clue after caller 100. Be the caller, play the game, and win the stupid money at 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day. Yeah.
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You.
Well, I'm sorry.
You.
I'm checking, man.
See, that's why I don't want Mike to have a computer in the studio.
Why?
Why? Because some schmuck calls and says it's going to snow in the mountains of Reno.
And I'm looking at the forecast.
And during the entire commercial break, you are like just totally fixated on that.
And how does that possibly affect the show?
Because normally we rap a little bit during the break.
No, normally you rap with Rob and I walk out.
Well, you're
normally
around.
I'm out in the building. I don't have it. Normally, I'd be doing this on another computer.
And even as we were coming back on the air, even when Mad Dog was singing,
yes,
we were still staring at that.
Yes.
You're staring at it now.
Reno forecast today: cloudy with mixed rain and snow. High 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and snow.
Ah. So they're right. It is going to rain and snow in Reno, but
it's winter.
Yeah, it's winter time. Absolutely.
I don't like to fly when it's bad weather.
We will be fine.
Call me crazy. I don't like to fly when it's bad weather.
We will
be
fine.
But it's okay, because the doctor's appointment I had for my tranquilizers is at 9:40 tomorrow. So I'll be all set. I'll be all set to get those. I finally got that appointment to get them, and I'm all set.
Then, you know what?
It's nice that we're leaving at 6 in the morning tomorrow.
Get the tranquilizers and take the flight that gets you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want to take the flight that gets me in at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's just, understand, that's all I ask. You deal with it. Deal with me.
because okay. This is what you got. You ought to know by now. I'm sorry. I get uptight. I'll be fine once we get there.
I know you will.
I'll be fine.
Just don't let the people from the telephone get you upset, because
it's not. It's curious. They say it's going to snow. Well, so I go look at the weather to see if it's going to snow. I'm looking at a forecast that says it's going to snow. It's not like I'm not going out there.
Do you know the forecast here tomorrow?
Yes, it's for snow.
Snow? Mm-hmm.
Yes, snow starting like around noon.
So no matter where we go tomorrow,
snowing. The day we're going to fly, it's going to snow in the whole goddamn country.
We're going to be fine.
I know we're going to be fine. You don't... If I didn't think we were going to be fine, I wouldn't go. Do you understand that? I mean, understand, there are people that like to fly, and there are people that don't. I am one of those who don't.
Okay.
That's the way I've always been. You don't give an S. I do.
No,
I don't. That's the difference between you and me. Please, I ask you one thing. Just understand that I get... That's why I look at that. There's nothing wrong with me looking that. I'm just trying to explain to you that I do get uptight, and I always will when we fly.
Obsession.
No, it's not an obsession. It's perfectly normal. A lot of people are like me. A lot of people are... There are people... There are actually a lot of people like me that... Don't get on planes because they have that level of phobia. I don't have that.
I know. We're going to have to get you a goddamn Madden Cruiser or something.
That's what, if we had the Madden Cruiser, I just couldn't make it on time.
Yeah, I know. You'd never be here.
Then I'd have a bunch of travel days. I would have left Sunday.
Okay. You'll be fine. My only...
That doesn't do me any good when you tell me that.
Well, listen, if you die, I die.
I understand that.
If we're on the same plane.
But you're saying I'll be fine, doesn't that... That doesn't reassure me at all. You
why?
Know? Well, because you look at me and go, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you will
I don't
be
think
fine.
That I'm not going to be fine. I just get nervous about flying. That's a lot of people do. A lot of people do. And it's not like I'm doing something obsessive. If somebody calls and said, it's going to snow. I didn't know it was going to snow. I'm looking at the weather. Yes,
yeah,
it's going
right.
to snow.
You know, I don't blame you. I blame the bad listeners for calling
telling you
that it was going to snow.
I don't keep it from the listeners that I have a fear of flying. That's why they call and do that.
Right.
I deal with their petty little teasing. It doesn't, you know, it's not like I'm not functional. I deal with everybody's teasing about me flying. That's part of the deal. Those of us that fall into the nervous flyer category, that is the cross we have to bear. We have to be able to put up with the teasing. It's the way it goes. It's just the way it is. What I don't like is when you say, you know what kills me, what drives me.
What kills you? What?
So that's why. Like, you know, you act like I've never seen a keyboard before, and I have plenty of computers at home, and I'm on the computer all the time at home, but when I'm in here and during the commercial break, I look at the computer, you get this look on your face that makes me feel like I'm an umdum.
Yeah, okay. Where's that Larry Sanders tape? The one that says, please focus on the show. That's all I'm concerned about.
But I am focused on the show.
But you're not. You're focused on the weather.
I am not.
I don't know we're talking about the weather on the show right now.
I am not, but I'm not. I mean, I'm really not. I was doing that.
Then
the only reason...
Turn the screen off, then.
There. It's turned away from me.
Okay.
It's turned away. I just was curious to see what
turn
the weather
it off.
Is.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you?
But see, that's what
I
you
don't
want.
Mean, can you? Like,
you want
physically? Can you?
You want? I like to use this computer during commercial breaks. It would be very convenient for me.
And tell people what you do normally during commercial breaks. You check on airline schedules, even though you're not flying anywhere.
Well, when I'm home, I do that. Yeah, I do that here sometimes, okay. But it takes a little too long
that's
to do it.
A little compulsive.
Compulsive in what way?
Well, that you're still thinking about travel.
I think about travel all the time. I like to see. You know, combining the fact that I'm a nervous flyer with I'm not such a nervous flyer that I don't like to fly places and go to places on a plane. So I'm always fascinated with, you know, what planes are leaving and what has direct flights, because I don't like the inconvenience of travel. So I'm always looking at it to make sure I know where you can go and where you can get to easily. And to be honest with you, when we go out to our affiliates, we have three affiliates that we visit on a semi-regular basis.
Sacramento,
Wichita, Reno, okay? S, as far as traveling.
There's no direct.
They're the hardest cities in America to get to. They really are.
Well,
so, I mean, that's why I do that.
I don't say this in a condescending way.
Yes.
Please look at me. You'll be fine.
I wouldn't be getting on the airplane if
we'll
I thought
be
I
fine.
Wouldn't be fine. You see, if I
we'll
really, you know, but it's there are people that enjoy the experience.
I'll save you.
There are people.
If there's a problem, I'll save you.
You.
I'll save you.
You.
I will. I would sacrifice someone else on the plane for you.
That's very nice.
I would.
That's. I appreciate that.
I really would.
There are people that are nervous and there are people that aren't. You're very fortunate that it doesn't make you uptight. The lack of control. I believe me, I've analyzed this as to why I'm like this. And the main reason I'm like this is because it's lack of control. You don't know what's going on. And that more than like turbulence and all
won't
that other crap.
Won't you be able to listen to that? You like listen to that radio thing so you can hear
probably,
the pilots?
You know, since I know about all the airlines, probably not. Not on that airline. Probably not on that airline.
How about this? And listen, please don't laugh at this. What if before the flight...
I've got lots of other stuff, though. I'm bringing goodies. I'm going to bring my little movie thing that I'm going
to
watch.
What if we took you up front to meet the pilot?
No, you know, that's not necessary. I don't do that. I think that my 5-year-old daughter does that.
Give you the little wings?
No, you.
Say, this is Mike.
This is it. This is really
Mike's
making
little,
me feel
Mike's
better.
Mike's a little nervous about flying.
This
maybe
is really making me feel
like
better.
To meet Captain America and Captain Marvel, who are our pilots today.
Not necessary, although I've been in cockpits before where I've been invited to sit down and take a look. Not because I was a nervous flyer, just because one time I was on a flight coming back from Ireland and the door was open. And I was just fascinated because I'm nervous, but at the same time, and here's the weird part of it,
and that's
I'm fascinated with it too, because you know that's another reason
I
do that.
That's a reason I don't understand this.
Yeah, well,
it's something that you don't like doing,
right?
Yet you enjoy checking into it all the time.
Well, I think that when you have a fear about something, you try to learn more about it, and I think that's why I do that. Well, you don't have a fear though.
Not of that.
What are one of your fears? Water?
No.
Okay.
No. Mike, I'm sorry to say this.
You're fearless.
I am fearless.
Okay, Captain America.
I am fearless.
All right, no problem at all.
I don't know. I'm afraid of Frida. and when I'm afraid of her,
right.
I don't do research on her and I don't confront her. I generally hide from her. I guess you would say,
it
you know.
Doesn't count.
Well, yeah. I'm
afraid of Frida.
I am afraid of Frida.
Oh, God.
She's a ball buster. I mean, thank God the period ended. You know,
right?
We had joyous relations today. Things are fine. but you know what? I guess you're right. I can't relate because I don't have a fear of being in a closed-in place. I don't have a fear of flying. I don't have a fear of water.
I think really when you look at it, you get that closed-in space. You get the lack of control. There's several contributing factors that enter into it. It's not like it's not a total fear of heights, but I don't really like heights. It's not claustrophobia, I should say, but I really don't like enclosed spaces either. And then you cap that off with not having the control. And I've asked my wife a bunch of times to if I could take flying lessons because I think that would be a real good thing to do to actually do it. But she doesn't want me to do it. I'd like to take flying lessons, but she won't let me.
I believe that Liddy thing
that you confront your fears. I totally buy into that.
Okay.
That if you have something you fear, you just you deal with it head on.
Well,
that's why I like to, I love to listen to the cockpit. You're absolutely right.
I'm sorry if you felt that I was giving you a hard time. It's just I know you obsess about stuff like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Like the weather.
I do, but I mean, it doesn't affect my job performance. Okay. It really does. If I was sitting there, going, the whole time. I looked at it. I mean, I looked
turn
at
it. Turn it away again.
Well, I'm going to turn I'll turn off the website because, I'm going to be on the website during the commercial breaks looking at other things, too.
Like what?
Oh, the stock market.
That's a fine obsession to have.
Mm-hmm.
But the stock market is closed now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So I'll take a look and see. I mean, thank you, though, for labeling the obsession as appropriate. I appreciate it.
I can't help it. Maybe, for my next birthday, you could just buy me a blue shirt that has a red and yellow S on the front of it. Superman.
I'm Superman.
I'm sorry. Listen, God knows I'm not
you
without...
You are fearless.
I am not without my obsessions and without my compulsions. God knows it.
Right.
My compulsions are...
What's that thing you do with the car? What's that thing you do with the odometer?
I'm past that now.
Really? What is
that?
But you used to.
I used to. Yeah. I used to. Yeah,
right.
You're right. I used to have the odometer on my car, the trip odometer, match the odometer in the car exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would drive 1,000 miles, and all I would do is obsess on the odometers until I could sync them up. Mm-hmm. And one day when Frida was real mad at me, she just went out to the car and just pushed the odometer. She said, I just screwed up your little odometer thing.
You on a plane, we've flown together so many times that you actually are somebody I enjoy flying with because you just know me. You know I don't like yap, yap, yap when we're like taking off and landing. You know I just basically like to press my face up against the window, is the way I like to fly. I don't like to, when I'm on a plane, I might be a nervous flyer, but I really pretty much want to be, like, during those tense times left alone to my own device.
I know you do. And how many times you get on a plane, you always say, hey, do you mind if I have the window?
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
And also, we've had nervous times on flights where you've been very reassuring, you know. I mean, very, very. That one comes to mind that we had when I was really freaked out.
Oh, that one.
The aborted landing, which I was really, really freaked out about. And, you know, you were very reassuring during that.
And I don't mean that in a condescending way. You will be fine. I know it doesn't help for me to say.
No, I'm fine.
You will be fine.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Besides,
I'm not looking forward to the calls we're going to take over the next hour now.
But just think, you know, if it'll ease your mind at all.
Right.
Just think of the headlines if we die, though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty incredible.
My God.
It would be pretty incredible.
What a legacy we'd have. We'd be like, you know, did you know Jim Croce sold tons more records once he died?
I'm very, very disappointed that I'm not going to have my tranquilizers on this flight because it was good. It was a new experiment that I was really looking forward to. But that, you know, I'm actually going to try to do that later on tonight. I'm going to try to, like a drug addict, walk into one of those 24-hour places, which they say you can go into and say, you know, I need a, because apparently this prescription that Rob has is not that big a deal. It really isn't. So I might still try to do that. So if you see me bright and early tomorrow morning and I'm just like, hello, you'll know it'll be fine. Because I don't like to be honest, I know people are going to find this difficult. I don't like when we're flying out to the West Coast to deaden my nervousness by drinking because it means that I am drinking for 7 hours.
Okay.
You know that. I don't like feeling that.
But
well,
I've seen you drink for 7 hours.
I know. It's not good for me.
I've seen it.
It's not good for me, no, man.
I don't want to name any names.
Right.
All I want to say is, if you need a tranquilizer.
Right.
Maybe there's someone in the next room who might have a connection who might be able to get you some kind of a horse tranquilizer or something.
I will be fine. Okay. So what?
I know you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
I know you will. I just, a few people calling him, telling him the weather.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm
okay. I am fine.
Do you want to know the truth? I knew it was snowing out in Reno and Sacramento. I was trying to hide it from you for the last 3 days.
Were they having like a blizzard out there?
No, it's just they're having heavy snows in the mountains.
Okay.
Out in the mountains. And you know the first thing I said to Frida when I got up this morning? I heard the weather. I said, oh, God. I hope Mike doesn't hear that.
No, you know, really, when I see that, I know that, you know, when I see something like that, I sure hope that, you know, we make it on time and that everything's cool with that. That's the only concern I have about something like that, because you know how those, you know, everybody, fear of flying or not, knows how the airlines work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. You slow down to nothing.
Absolutely.
When it says, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, buddy. You're called 100.
Hey, brother.
Yes, brother.
I got something for Mike, too.
Okay. What do you got?
Hold on. For Eagle, flight 184, it should be about 10 minutes until you cleared in.
Double check on that. Just a message to dispatch.
And 10 more minutes, you said. Whoa!
How do we do that?
I'm trying to keep it at 180.
Oh.
This is like the sound of a plane crashing or something.
No, okay.
Mean. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad that my nervous system caused you joy. Yes, sir.
Mike, you'll be fine.
Thank you. I hate that. I hate that. Let me tell you right now, I don't mind you playing that tape, but don't you tell me I'll be fine.
I'm no Darryl Waltrip.
All right, listen. Here you go.
God.
You won the WWF No Way Out prize pack. WWF No Way Out in your home on demand this Sunday night at 8 p.m. live from Vegas. Everybody else, call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to
order. Okay, going to give you a an extra clue now.
Ooh, good, very
for
good.
For secret song number six.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Say, how are you guys doing today?
Rob, I know you're going to be upset. I'm only doing this because you're not here. I'm going to give an extra clue. Is that all right?
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself.
The bills. Here's the clue. Movie soundtrack. Movie soundtrack.
Right. Well, that motivates you to write down a guess already?
Yep. Boy, both Mike and Rob are writing something down.
Here you go.
No, Mike.
All right.
No, no, Buzz.
What was yours, Buzz? Let me see.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. But an interesting...
Number one, movie.
An interesting psychological profile into the minds of both Mike and Buzz with the movies that come to mind.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, Mike said Live and Let Die.
Yeah, maybe I've got that on the brain.
Buzz had Love Story.
70s? Romantic?
Right, no, you're right. They were both number one records from hit movies. Okay, we'll play you the clip now of the song. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Paul McCartney. I want to sing that song now.
And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Oh, and wait till Rob calls in later. He'll be so pissed. I'm sure he thinks I've already given away the content that screwed the food. The money, the $500, courtesy of Main Street Title.
But is that ever-changing world in which we live in? Make you give it a try.
Live and let die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
For $500, give us title and artist, please.
Shot in the Dark here. BG, Saturday Night Fever.
No. Technically, there is no song called Saturday Night Fever. Hate to do that to you.
Staying Alive.
Your guess was Saturday Night Fever.
I know.
Hate to do...
Sorry about that, sir.
Oh, Mike, you'll be fine.
Shut up.
Right, thank you.
Hold on a second, please. I don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Now, we do have room for more girls for Trivia Friday. We're not going to stay with us the whole show. So if we have any more girls who are interested, please call Lisa right now. She'll put you right through at 877-365-3636. And here we are on page one of the Reno Gazette today.
Very exciting.
Of the life section. Sierra Life, raunchy radio guys to invade area.
Love that word.
That's the headline. Syndicated radio personalities Don and Mike will broadcast their show from Reno's KPLY starting at noon Friday. They'll present their live Las Vegas-style show that night at Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Tickets for the live show are free and will be available starting at 9 a.m. at Harrah's Lake Tahoe and Internet Auto Rent and Sales in Reno. Customers will have to show ID that they're 21 or older.
21.
They'll be given only one ticket each. The Harrah's venue seats 1,000. And KPLY sales manager Mike West said he expects the Reno tickets to go quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if fans are lined up starting the night before. The last time Don and Mike visited Reno was 1997, when they packed more than 1,000 spectators into the Mustang Ranch for a live broadcast. They talked to the working girls and customers alike. Locally, KPLY earns strong ratings with men 25 to 54, and Don and Mike strikes a chord with the audience. They deal with everyday situations, he said. Don brings his whole family into it. No subject is off limits. So, you know,
good.
That's a fair article from Forrest Hartman.
Forrest Gump.
From the Reno Gazette Journal.
Run, Forrest, run!
Come on out to the show and see how raunchy it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and they are going to go quickly, and I don't doubt that people will be waiting overnight. And, you know, as far as if they've got that limited amount of tickets at the casino, you'll probably have people that are there, you know, playing some slots and waiting overnight to get the tickets.
Right, I tell you, the way it's been explained to me, it'd be 500 at Harrah's,
right.
500 in Reno.
That's it.
And his first come, face saved. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's Weird Jim, who was in the hospital last time I talked to you.
Is this the guy who somebody slipped? Is this the guy?
Date rape drug.
Somebody slipped you the date rape drug, and you had like some kind of kidney failure.
You got it.
How you doing? You sound better.
I'm doing much better. I probably will be released in the next couple of days. My kidney functions have returned almost to normal. Dealing with some physical therapy to rebuild the muscles in my legs.
Wow. Now, when you say rebuild, whatever this drug was, or whatever you were slipped.
It actually disintegrated the muscle?
It disintegrated muscles in my legs, which is what clogged up my kidneys and sent me into kidney failure.
I can't tell you, since you were on the air right at the very end of the show a couple of weeks ago, and you told me off the air the name of the restaurant, mm-hmm. and I held it up for Mike and Buzz, and it's a restaurant that everybody would recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says that every day people are calling up trying to guess the restaurant where you were supposedly slipped the date rape drug.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, I know we can't mention that, but have you been in contact with them, and is there something, you know, that they have they made any
We haven't, and I've talked to the police about it, and the fact was, I don't know if you remember me telling you about it, I was down for like 54 hours, almost unconscious.
Wow. This guy was on the floor of his apartment for like almost 3 days.
And so by the time that they got the toxicology, there was nothing in my system except the metabolizing protein from my muscles. And so
they have no idea of telling what you took or what it did. I mean, there's no way. Has anybody given you any other theories besides it being some sort of...
They said that it's possible that I might have passed out and bruised a muscle and then been unconscious for so long that the bruised muscle would have released poisons into my system as well.
Wow.
But people have been, a lot of my friends have been on the internet and looking up this stuff, GBH, and it looks very similar to what I was feeling. And the thing is that these chem students, what they'll do is they'll twist one little carboxyl chemical up.
Hold on a second.
Oof. Jesus.
Yeah, you got a headache.
Listen to that guy.
I mean, I realize he's got a serious health problem and all, but
Jake, I'm glad to hear he's got his kidney function back.
Right.
My God. I mean, and I guess, you know, really, in fairness to the place, we're not mentioning their name anyway,
right.
But, you know, there wasn't anything at all in his system after, by the
right.
time they got to him, so they really don't know, you know, if it was a substance that
right.
was given to him.
Right. So, Jim.
Yes. Well, I'm saying is that the way that they twist this designer drug is they'll tweak it to get desired sexual effects out of it. And from what I've been reading on the internet...
Right. Hold on a second, please. He said too much information.
So the last time he called, didn't he say that while he was passed out, he was having sexual dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
So, I'm sorry. I don't mean to overload you there. All I'm saying is the information I've been getting from my friends, the symptoms that I'm seeing is that it looks like it was GBH poisoning.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad you're doing better.
And, again, I just wanted to tell your listeners out there to be careful. Hang on.
You can't say the S word.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm on painkillers now. So.
You sound like it.
Okay.
But yeah, speedy recovery. I hope you get well soon.
And thank you for your concern, guys.
Hey, we're Jim.
Yeah.
Well, I have a coded message for you. I'm going to give it to you in pig Latin. I'm going to speak very slowly.
Okay.
Ud K.
I'm sorry. Wait, one more time.
Ud K.
Uh-huh.
Uye.
F-K.
Uh-huh.
Orske. Anchorizer Tways. Orfe. Ike May.
Okay.
One Away.
Okay, I'm just trying to help.
All right.
Osseous Gray. One Album Pray. Ego May. All right, goodbye.
Have a good day.
All right, see ya. That's Weird Jim,
yeah.
Who took a date. A date rape drug. Didn't know that he took it.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be horrible, though. I mean, you know, you think that somebody slipped you something, but you were so out of commission for so long that whatever,
you know,
any trace of it is gone from your system.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Radio gods.
Hey, where are the chicks from Reno?
Yeah,
come on now. We're playing strip trivia.
No, I'd like to point that out. I mean, I know I said that we weren't going to have to pimp this real hard because we had some pro hoes, but
right.
we'd like at least a couple more regular girls who want to play strip trivia on Friday.
Absolutely.
Live in Reno.
Real women.
Yes, yeah, real everyday housefrau right. types.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not a housefrau, but I saw something this morning on my commute in Metro D.C. I had to tell you, I saw the license plate that said, DJ loves BJ.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well, then you saw me. And it was wonderful seeing you. Next time, Wave.
It's the best license plate, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hey. I know a guy who works security, and he's working the Grammys tonight. He saw the rehearsal between Elton John and Eminem for tonight's show. I thought you might be interested in hearing.
You are correct in that. Absolutely. We'd love to hear about the rehearsal with Elton John and Eminem. What
apparently,
happened?
Apparently there's a take. They're going to do an anti-gay bashing statement, and then they're going to do a version of Slim Shady, and they're changing the words to something like... Please stand up. Please pull out. Please pull out. Something like that.
Oh, come on. Is this a dumb joke?
Yes, it is.
Dumb joke.
It's kind of a horrible joke.
Dumb joke.
That was the joke?
Please pull out. Please pull out. I'm sorry. We are owed an apology.
Big time.
The number of your last incoming call was...
Will you grab that, please, Charles?
Thank you.
You know, he's not the real Slim Shady.
In that regard, it's very nice to have Charlie back in the studio with us.
Cat-like reflexes. You see the way he jumped on that phone?
So much faster than Rob. Rob would still be getting up from his chair right now.
Didn't get it.
Sandwich.
I'm sorry, we didn't get it.
Didn't get it. Couldn't do it.
But I know who was in Little House on the Prairie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Ron Lemus. This is your captain speaking. If you take a look out the left side window, you see we're directly over the Rocky Mountains, and we also have an announcement. We have lost both engines. The wings are falling off, the landing gear is locked. Please put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye, because you're going down, Omera.
Everyone referring to me on the show by my last name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Mark from Carmichael. Hey, did you hear about Boris Becker, the tennis player? Did you ever hear that story?
Yes, thank you.
Good story. Bye-bye. Sorry, there's some punishing to do.
All right, let's call him.
We need an apology.
Come on.
Why you?
You did hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Ay, ay, ay.
Let me see.
9-1-9-1-6.
Now we have to hide it.
Got it.
So no one can get it.
Got it. All we need is an apology from this guy. Please pull out. Please pull out.
We have to apology for a bad joke. Yeah. I mean, you know, the fact that he was duping us on it is just added.
Right. But I think the whole Eminem, Elton John are way too much freaking hype.
The customer you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please try your call again later. BA0603.
I got that number. Watch it, mister.
Watch it, you.
I'll be watching you.
Like De Niro.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I want to tell Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. I know lots of homos are upset with Elton John, though, because
yes,
he's going to be performing with Eminem tonight.
Well, you know, it's funny, when he started to say that, and I said there was going to be an anti-gay bashing thing, is there any kind of statement that's going to be made, or is Elton John just saying, you know, it's music and it doesn't matter?
Frankly, what I really think is it's Elton John trying to restart his career, which now is basically just him doing theme songs for cartoons.
And tribute songs to people that died.
Yeah, right. He's not had anything happening in a long time, so it's a chance for him to align himself with someone who's popular now.
I just want to see the end of the song, you know? I want to see when they embrace.
Kiss.
Kiss passionately.
Elton John starts going down on him.
Right on the Grammys.
Hello.
Now I'm watching.
Don and Mike show. They have anal.
Right there. The pull out comes in.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don about his obsessing about his odometer and his trip meter.
I'm past that. I got you on the air.
I wanted to relate a funny story to you.
I'm past it though.
Okay, I have the same quirk.
Shocker.
on September 9th, 1999, I planned it for months. My car turned 99,999.
I was not like this guy.
I was planning this. But my trip odometer, the small one, when I got there, you know, it's 11:30 at night. I'm driving around the block trying to get this to happen. But my trip odometer said 100. I missed the 999s all the way across the board by 0.2 miles. I couldn't believe it. I'll never forget it.
Okay, I'm glad
you were never this bad.
No, and I broke my obsession with that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Interesting.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Donald?
Yes?
You are not a fearless man.
Really, go.
You have a fear which I would love to help you out with, in fact.
What's that?
The butthole.
I knew that was coming. Right. I knew that was coming a mile away.
Right, you're right. I am afraid of anal sex.
Anophobia.
Yes, and I am anophobic.
Right. I am willing to work with you on this.
I've had you all. Please, direct those calls at Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Teresa.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Very good.
Are you from... I had Anissa. Hi, Anissa.
Are you from... Anissa, you're a friend of Anissa, one of our strip trivia contestants.
Roommate.
Oh, you're her roommate.
Yes. Beautiful. What's your name, honey? What was your name again?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah,
Teresa.
Well, we'll see you guys Friday, right?
Wow. Are you coming to play strip trivia?
Yes. I want to be a contestant.
How very nice that is. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Teresa and Anissa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It kind of runs like Hef's girlfriends.
I'd like to welcome Teresa and Anissa to the grapple.
25 left. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I don't have a job.
Hey, fantastic.
Even better. We love that.
The celeb you think you most resemble?
Huh?
Celeb you think you most resemble?
People say I look like Jada or Jada Pinkett or Janet Jackson.
All right. Oh, another hot soul sister.
I don't know, so I look like myself. Wow. Or I look like that girl from Young and the Restless, Priscilla.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, honey. Yeah, you're in. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Lisa will give you information. How many girls total is that?
We have Leanne, Lauren, Anissa, and Charissa.
Okay, we need at least two or three more, okay?
Very good.
To round out the field for strip trivia for Friday in Reno, we got a break now. Oh, just let me play the tape of Elton John farting, because we were just talking about Elton John.
This is a great tape.
This is from a documentary. You have to listen very carefully when Elton John farts during this interview.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself. You are, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight.
All right, here it comes. Listen.
Behavior is not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
Wow. Right there where it says 5 years. It's an audible fart.
And
it was on VH1. Our tribute to Elton John. Elton John is a gay. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show. Less than 1 week away, this Friday, February 23rd, at Harris at Lake Tahoe, 8 p.m. sharp. It is first come, first serve.
Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
In the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the truck. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour or 45 minutes of digging. And who knows who's gonna be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you gotta dig a few more holes. You could be here all night.
Slip out of that brassiere, my dear, and check out Don and Mike at Harris of Lake Tahoe this Friday, 8 p.m. Oh, yeah.
Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You're ready, aren't you, Bobby T?
I am. If I could find me one of those orange suits that he wore, I would wear it.
And those super big glasses that he has.
That's where I draw the line.
Rothstein, wasn't that his name?
Yeah. Was it Al Rothstein?
Yeah, I think so, or Sid Rothstein. I forgot what his name was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, but in Casino, what's his name, De Niro, he had all these suits.
Right.
He had yellow suits, he had orange suits, he had blue suits.
Like the matching shirt. Which really is, I mean, it's not the same colors, but it's what you see now. You go into department stores today.
Yeah,
right. You know, the Regis Philbin look, you know, it's amazing how trends are in this country. You go into a store now, you can't see any other kinds of shirts and ties, but the ones that match.
It's all monochromatic.
That's exactly what they call it.
Right?
And now that everybody's doing it, it doesn't look so good anymore.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
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 I sniff.
What?
I sniff a potential contestant.
I guess. Yeah. I play strip trivia.
For strip trivia. Yeah, I knew I smelled something.
Right. Fantastic.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm going to go by Blue.
Blue. My dog Blue. He'll exist. I did do that.
Blue, where are you from?
I'm from Gerlach, Nevada.
Is that somewhere near Reno?
100 miles.
Gerlach?
Yes.
Wow. Gerlach, Nevada. Okay, great. How old are you?
27.
Beautiful. What do you do?
I'm mostly at home now, but I'm teacher's aide.
Very good. All right, good. Your teacher's Ivy. And celeb you think you most resemble?
People say Kitty from All in the Family years back.
Who?
Kitty.
You mean Gloria?
I don't know what her other name is.
I don't remember Kitty.
Sally Struthers?
You mean Archie Bunker's daughter?
Yes.
The girl who was married to Meathead?
There was not a character on All in the Family by the name of Kitty.
Although Sally Struthers had a bad kitty, I bet.
Sally Struthers had a hot period in her life. Yeah. Anybody who remembers All in the Family, when she was young, Gloria.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, never.
Absolutely.
She was never hot.
She was pretty hot.
No, she always had that big moon pie face. There was a period of time where Gloria, she always had two wonderful attributes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Sally Struthers had great boobs back in the day on All in the Family.
She had great boobs in a movie called The Getaway with Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw. The original Getaway, you can see almost all of her boobs in The Getaway.
I think Edith Bunker had better boobs than Sally Struthers.
No, I urge you, it's on cable quite often. The original Getaway, it's one of my favorite movies, with Steve McQueen, Ally McGraw. Fantastic movie. And then Kim Basinger made it with Alec Baldwin, and it just sucked.
And I urge you to share your, you know, you do a wonderful Edith Bunker. You do the best Edith Bunker.
Oh, watching! Oh, no! All the way to songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
And All in the Family, I think, was the first show. And damn them for doing this.
I love All in the Family.
Yeah, except they started that awful trend of the serious show.
Oh, you're right.
And I remember which one it was. It's the one where Edith got raped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and once they did it,
I think Gloria might have had a miscarriage, too. I think that might have been a serious one,
yeah,
too.
But the Edith Raped one is the one I remember, because, you know, she's like, hello, how are you?
I think it's one of the first sitcoms that just went to the well more than, you know, had all the spinoffs and just went to the bitter end. Remember when it became Archie Bunker's Place?
Yeah, awful. With Danielle
Brisbois.
Right.
It sucked.
And she was in the band New Radicals.
Ah.
That had a hit record about a year ago.
And Ann Mira, of course, was in Archie Bunker's Place.
That's right, Ben Stiller's mother.
For those of you who don't know.
There you go.
All right, so listen, you look like Gloria Stivic. Has anybody, do you have anybody modern that people have said you look like?
Actually, they compared me to a guy.
Oh, okay, that's always good. Who are you?
Michael J. Fox.
You're compared to Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have big...
Except for I'm really short.
Do you have big, beautiful breasts?
Medium.
Do you shake uncontrollably?
No.
That's just a Michael J. Fox reference.
Do you have short hair?
When I was in the service, that's when that reference was.
Oh. Are you a lesbian by any chance?
No.
All right, well, listen, you're in. We'd love to have you play the game.
Okay.
Not, Blue. Of course, that every woman who's in the service is a lesbian.
Come on, Mike, you know they are. How many? Thank you, Blue. Hold on a second. Lisa, we'll give you a
phone.
How many is that now?
We have Leanne, Lauren, Anissa, Charissa, and Blue.
So that's fine. We just need a couple of more.
Yeah.
And we've got the Hope Bros coming down. A couple more. We're set for Friday.
Excellent.
It'll be an outstanding out-of-town edition of Strip Trivia.
I like the whole Norman Lear theme. Maybe we could get a Louise Jefferson.
Oh, please.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Or Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Right.
Who was, Roz.
No. Her real name was Roxy.
Roxy Roker.
What was her name on the show, though? It was Helen and Tom Willis.
The Willises.
The Whitey that was married to,
right.
The sister.
Roxy Roker.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Was that an impression of Edith Bunker or, Tony Soprano's mother?
I think that the Edith Bunker sounds more like Charlie than it does Tony Soprano's mother. Because Tony Soprano's mother would be more like, oh, poor you, I don't know what you're talking about. Whereas Edith is more like, oh, the way Glenn Miller played.
and see if I put them side by side, you can't get anything on me.
I don't know. It's kind of like the Jesse Jackson thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're dead wrong. I just did it for you. There is not even a chance that that's accurate.
I know. I'm just busting your balls.
I know you are. Yeah,
goodbye. Goodbye.
Taking a lot of that today. I can't take it anymore, yes. Sean.
Yes, you are, O'Mara.
Yeah, a lot of that today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was just wondering, do you guys allow cameras in your shows, like the in Reno?
Ixnay.
Not at all, huh?
Ixnay.
Okay, very good.
You know, it's like that old thing. I'm sure when I played high school football, every guy who ever played sports in high school, there's a sign, you know, what you say here, what you see here, let it stay here. When you leave here.
Absolutely.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you, my friend. It just makes the show a little more intimate for those who were there.
Use those two cameras God gave you.
And it's also good not to have any record of the things that go on.
That's
there.
The ticket. Yeah, that's happened before, and, you know, we were almost brought up on federal charges.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Radio guys. I didn't expect to get through. Nobody screened a call or anything.
Well, here you are.
Hot dogs. Are you... anything special going on? I'm out of range of a radio. I just had a question.
Okay, what?
When was the last time somebody guessed the secret song?
I don't know. A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Have you guys done that yet today?
You're calling to ask questions. You're not even listening to the show.
Well, I know.
That's incredibly selfish.
No, I'm not selfish. I was just looking for information, man.
Yeah, but I mean, we're doing a radio show here for people that are listening.
I didn't expect to talk to you guys. I figured I would talk to...
Why is it a hardship to ask you to listen? Let me ask you a question.
I listen on my drive to and from work.
Let me ask you a question. Who did you really want to talk to?
I didn't care who I talked to.
Sure? You weren't calling for Lisa?
No, it didn't matter. I was just looking for information.
You sure you weren't looking to talk to Lisa?
I've never talked to Lisa, but heard you guys talk about her. I wouldn't have minded, but...
So you were just going to call and ask what we were doing?
No. I was just going to call and ask the question I asked you.
You're not one of the Lisa-holics out there?
Nope.
One of the Lisa-holics who would die to know the fact that today she has on cream-colored pants, and when she bent over to pick up a cartridge, we could actually see the crack of her behind?
When did she do that? I missed that.
Right before the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah. Right before the show.
What do you think of that, sir?
I think that's pretty nice. You're lucky fellas.
Right. Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks for all your help.
Certainly.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Bye-bye. Hello. I'm here for ye. John and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
How's it going? This is Garrison.
Hi, Garrison.
I just wanted to let you all know that it's pretty obvious y'all are like some fat old fossils talking about All in the Family. It's kind of a little boring there, don't you?
Well, you know, we can't help how old we are.
Hey, listen, dude.
Isn't there like an 18 to 30 demographic that you're trying to get to?
Hey, listen,
you sure ain't getting to it with talking about all.
Well, then listen, why are you listening, douchebag? Why aren't you watching TRL? Yeah, stifle yourself. Stifle your little weasel.
You know, the morning man on WJFK.
You what?
I'd rather be listening to the morning guy on WJFK.
What
I'm talking about.
Yeah, what's stopping you from turning the radio off right now?
What's stopping me from listening to him? I wish they'd play his rerun from the morning.
Yeah, but what's stopping you from listening to our show right now? Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah, I decided to call instead.
No, obviously, you're listening to every minute.
Listen, I know you want to get to a certain demographic, and you're certainly not...
Listen, I would tell you something.
All in the Family.
Well, you just learned that new word, demographic, today?
Can I explain to you how demographics work, since you apparently don't understand?
Sure, yeah.
And why, you know what... Now, hold on.
You about All in the Family.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We let you have your say. Now, let us just explain one thing about demographics, because this might be intriguing to you, but I doubt it, because there's not much that would be intriguing to someone.
Right. There's a demographic.
Not All in the Family, but go ahead.
Called 25 to 49.
Right.
That's the demographic that we shoot for.
For like the 50 to 69 demographic.
You know, as a matter of fact, speaking of demographics, in the last Washington ratings period, how many demographics were we number one in?
All in the Family still running. Are they still even running?
I guess you don't want to hear. I guess you don't want to hear how many demographics we're number one in, including the youngsters.
And I bet you
talking about All in the Family gets you there, right?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And talking to douchebags like you gets us
there. Talk about Mel's Diner while we're at it at the same time.
We've talked about that, too.
You know about that.
And you're the one who brought...
all about those shows.
What kind of fossil are you bringing up Mel's Diner?
And
what the hell is your problem?
It's not Mel's Diner.
What's that guy's name from Happy Days?
The show is Alice, not Mel's Diner.
And all the demographics right across the board. Number one, number one, number one, number one, number one, number one, number one.
Al Molinaro, invite him.
We have, you listen to us a lot.
Yeah, you do. You must
thank
be a big
for
man.
The, thank
yeah.
you for the compliment.
Anybody, really, anybody that would remember Al Molinaro being on this show would be a turbo fan of the show.
Why
you are a huge fan.
Because it's, you know, it's news to us, you know.
So what?
It's news to us. Why don't you invite Al Molinar because he's so entertaining because so many people know about
him. I will ask you for the last time, and then I'm going to terminate this, much as I wish your mother would have terminated your pregnancy. If you don't like the topics on this show, and it's obvious you're it's a hardcore listener we got here.
No, I love your show, but I do not like the All in the Family crap.
Well, then do me a favor. Shove the radio up your ass. I mean, I'm serious.
It's easy for someone to get under your skin, isn't it, Don?
Okay. Let me now explain again. You really want to know how upset I am?
Yeah, pretty upset, I can tell.
Yeah, if I was really upset...
You didn't give out my phone number, right?
You wouldn't be on the air if I was really upset.
Okay.
That really is the, you know, the greatest power we have. If somebody is going down a road that we have real troubles with...
Why don't you do your Jackson impression while you're at it, Mike?
You know, that used to get me upset, but it doesn't anymore, because now every unoriginal individual that calls in tries to get me upset with it, and it doesn't work.
It sounds more like Al Molinaro.
And your nervous laughter doesn't work either.
No.
And you've called before.
No, not at all.
Yes, you have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling.
We know you've called because we really know that you've called before.
But listen, keep listening.
I won't tell you that, pal.
Keep listening, and thank you for making us number one in the rating.
Number one across how many demographics?
I think I'll go watch All in the Family.
Well, good. Good. It's a good show.
No. Very highly rated show. And
a lot of our audience can relate to that.
Aren't all the cast members dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
Would there be anything else?
We've given you your time.
No, great show, guys.
Yeah, right. I know it is. That's why you're listening. That's why you're calling.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you giving me the time.
Thanks for making our show number one.
No problem. I love you guys.
I know you do.
I'm saying, I'm serious.
I know you do.
All right, well, good.
All right, anything else?
No, that's all.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks, guys.
You may hang up now.
I'm not hanging up, dude. You gotta hang up on me.
All right, dude.
More about All in the Family and bore me to death, then maybe I'll hang up.
Hey, dude, I tell you what, I'll just put you on hold and I'll see how long you have to wait. I'll check this line from time to time.
That's a terrific idea. That's a great idea.
That way you can listen to the show on hold.
If Don put you on hold and you hung up, though, we'd win, sir.
We would.
I love you guys. I don't want to, like...
We would win.
Right. You win.
We would win.
You win.
We win.
That's we win.
Good. Oh, good. I'm glad you admit that. We win.
We win. Either hang up or I'm going to put you on hold, and if I come back and you're not there, we win.
I can't wait till the morning show tomorrow morning.
We win.
The morning show.
We win.
The morning show.
Yeah. Oh, the morning show. You want to talk about the morning show? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how this show in the afternoon outperforms the morning show.
Oh, how many listeners does he have and how many do you have?
Right here in Washington, D.C.?
No, and all around the United States.
I can only talk about in Washington, D.C. And that's where you're calling from, right? You're calling from Washington, D.C., so let's talk about the market you're in.
Okay.
Our morning show on this station...
Why don't we talk about the New York market?
What about the New York market?
We're going for you guys.
What's that?
Have you pulled the one share yet?
Yes, we have.
Have you?
Yes.
Now, you seem to know about one share. Why? You sound like you might be familiar with radio.
No.
No, he knows what he's heard on our show when he listens all the time.
I do listen to your show. Your show's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And our show...
just sit on it and calm your ass down.
What's that?
I said, well, just wait on it and calm your ass down.
Wait on it? Wait on what? Wait on what?
That bitch.
What? Now we're getting a little psychotic. Your chemicals.
No. It's cool.
Well, you said things that really neither one of us could really hear.
That's all the jokes you all say, like, yeah, and you're like every day that I turn on the radio, it's like, yeah, and only three of us get that joke. Me, Rob, and Mike. That's real funny.
It is funny. And obviously it is.
Not funny to the rest of us.
Well, then why are you listening?
Because I want to hear about the All in the Family, you know.
How many hours a day do you listen?
About All in the Family.
I guarantee you, we got this guy 20 hours a week.
I guarantee it also.
Yeah, you do.
I know we do.
Well, then, can I ask
you? I'm not joking about that. You did.
Well, let me hold on. Hold on a second. Shut up for a second, because I want to ask you a question.
All right.
When you call like this,
right.
You obviously listen to the show all the time.
I do.
And I want to try really. I really do. I'm serious.
Right.
I want to try to understand
okay.
What's in your head when
all
you
right.
When you call doing it. Do you get the pleasure out of the ball busting, or do you get the pleasure out of just being on the radio? Where does the pleasure come from? Because really, we know this is entertaining for our listeners, but it really, I'll be completely honest with you, it's not all that enjoyable to us.
Right.
Mike, we're
going
to take with you. We're going to
take. Are you doing the show for yourselves or your audience?
We're going to take a trip inside this guy's mind right now.
Okay.
Let's go inside.
Very good.
That's really good. When all else fails, play the crickets.
You know, now I'm actually enjoying this call.
When all else fails, play the crickets.
I moved into enjoying
I've enjoyed
this call.
Them all along. I mean, that's the only reason that we've granted you airtime, because you amuse us.
No, I at the beginning, I have to confess, I truly hated him. I hated him from the tips of my toes. And
I
now,
love you guys.
Now
no,
I've moved into
right.
another quadrant.
I like him because I really think that he's one of the reasons we're number one in the ratings. We do have a 20...
I do listen to you quite often.
20-hour-a-week
uh-huh.
listener.
So anyway, answer my question.
All right.
All right, did you hear the question that I asked before Don played the crickets? It was like, why
right.
Why do you get into doing this?
Oh.
And really, and don't, I mean, don't do it in a ball-busting way. Do it in a way okay. that really can explain it to us and to our listeners.
Why do I call?
So why do you, no, not why you call, because I'm sure you call with other stuff too, but why you call with this kind of stuff? Busting
today,
balls.
Because All in the Family is an old show and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then if...
Because All in the Family is not breaking news.
If there is a part of the show...
Why don't y'all talk about the Mary Tyler Moore show or the Dick Van Dyke show?
If we do. If
right.
there's a part...
Or why don't we do the Who's Your Favorite Van Dyke?
If there's a part of the show... if there's a part of the show that, goddamn, this guy's listened like every day for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's
wound
if,
up.
If there is a part of the show you don't like, why don't you just discipline yourself enough to turn it off?
I have no discipline.
You will don't do that. Don't say just because there's one. So you're telling me there's one element that, like, it gets you angry and you call in about it?
But
that's not normal.
Right.
Well, it isn't. I mean,
I'm speaking for all the listeners that.
No,
now, no, they elected
right, now
you.
Listen, now, listen. I'm going to let you.
That breaking show.
I am going to let you.
On, what is it, Nick at Night?
I am going to let you talk to some of your peers since you mentioned
good.
The other listeners.
Right.
I'm just going to throw some
good.
Folks on.
Because you can't handle it?
Hello?
No, right.
Listen.
You can't handle it.
Because
you can't handle it.
No,
listen, you friggin' douchebag. Let me tell you something, buddy. What is this dude's name?
Yeah, I don't think we've got his name.
Not had the balls to
my name is Garrison Tasteworthy.
Garrison
Tasteworthy?
I believe he's giving
Garrison
you an alias, sir. He's giving you a fake
name. What kind of douchebag name is that?
That's a made-up one.
So just made
okay, first of all, you listen to the show constantly. I agree with both Don and Mike. Second of all, don't you ever
listen to the show.
Talk about the listeners like you know what we're talking about, like you know what we listen to.
Hey, listen, hold on. Hey, douchebag, shut up and let the other guy talk.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, you talk about us like you know us. You have no
who the hell are you?
Clue. Breaking news.
What are you, Bunker, man?
What you? You want these guys? These guys don't talk about breaking news. That is not what this show is about.
I told you to shut up. Not you, the other guy.
This is not about breaking friggin' news. This is about having fun. This is about talking like shows, like good times. Shows like the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So as you push
that.
Now, Garrison. Listen, I think we've given you an awful lot of time to speak.
Can you please call me by my full name?
And
please call me by my full name.
No, I cannot. No.
Another one of your peers would like to talk to you.
Hello?
Tasteworthy.
Hello, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
This nutcase has called before.
Yeah, I know you.
He lives in Leesburg.
Oh.
I recorded one of your tapes a while back, and I played it for some of my friends.
I don't live in Leesburg.
You're a nut.
Maybe a nut, but I don't live in Leesburg.
Hey, the fact that he's saying he doesn't live in Leesburg,
that means he lives in Leesburg.
Yeah, I don't live in Leesburg. Yeah, you do. You want my address?
Yeah, well, no, but it's
just, don't psycho.
Listen, don't give out his address, but it's obvious you've pinpointed the
you
county.
You know my address if you know my address. Go ahead.
No, no, don't give it out.
Yeah, give out my address.
No, we're not supposed to do that.
I'm not doing all that.
But so tell us more.
Well, you can't do it with my permission. Go ahead.
So let me. You actually you heard this guy from you think he's from Leesburg because you played a tape of him calling before.
I taped your show. He's not from Leesburg.
Well, no, I'm not talking to you, Garrison. I'm talking to the other guy, Garrison.
I love when you call me Garrison. Go ahead.
Yes, Dan. Go ahead.
I taped your show one time in the past, and I played it back. And I know his voice exact. That's him. He found out that he had a mental problem.
Mm-hmm. He does.
But yeah, he does. Well, I think that, you know, I don't...
Is this really the guy that we found out was, like, in a mental ward?
No. Yeah, there was something going on. I remember that you all went through the same thing with him before in the air.
Well, he has called before, because I remember the laugh.
You busted me before, Mike. I'll be honest, I have called before. Yeah.
Finally. Well, shocker. Like, we didn't know that.
I used to get when you all were on in Lynchburg. I had a 30-minute call with you all. Go sit down and put the straitjacket bag on.
All right, thank you.
I hate to say it, because I don't want to give him a big head here, but he is somewhat irresistible.
I am irresistible.
And you have lied to
us. I should be on the air. And so the sports crappies aren't after you.
Would you like to do your own show?
I would.
Oh, he'd love that. Oh,
I'd love to do my own show from WJFK. And right. Don, ready? Would you be my mentor?
Go. You're on the air.
Pardon? Don?
I Don, said pardon? Go.
Hello? Come again?
You're on the air. Go.
Yeah. Here I am. How's it going? This is the Garrison Taseworthy show. Coming up with traffic and weather together. There you go.
Great.
That's it. I've sold myself.
Great job.
I'm done. That's it. Yeah, and you can mute your mics all you want. You can mute your mics all you want, Dynamite. But it ain't working for me.
You know, we got a John Hinckley here. We really do.
Yeah.
He's ill. He's got pictures of us all over his apartment.
Charlie, we have
your response.
Charlie, we have a general idea who this guy is. We do?
Okay, good.
He's in the file.
Come on, Dynamite. Just make sure I'm still in the air. Here we go. You ready?
Come on now, guys. I got some problem. What would you be saying? My name is Jamal. I got some problem. Come on now. Why you be talking bad about me? I got some problem. Well, what you be saying, boys? Come on.
You got one here, man.
Somebody go get my butterfly.
Yeah, well, you're not even talking in the air, so. Is this your way of trying to get me to hang up? Because the cricket sure didn't do it. All in the family might have done it. If you start talking about All in the Family again, I may hang up. I just may hang up if you start talking about All in the Family.
I like the strategy
again.
Of not talking to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we talk a little bit about the Mary Tyler Moore show? Because we know that wench is really hot.
Wench?
Look at her now. You're right. She does look like the Joker.
Gary, you help.
Hello?
Hey, I heard who's Gary.
Yeah, Gary's right.
Ah, Gary.
Gary.
Now we ought to key the microphone. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary. Hi, Gary, you need help.
Garrison.
No, Gary. No, Gary.
Gary from Leesburg.
We know your name now. Hi, Gary.
This is great. I love it.
Hey, Gary, you do need help. Hey, Gary, whoever that coworker or whatever was, you do need help, Gary.
He's right.
That's the nice thing about having you just do your own show. We found out your real name.
Bye, Gary.
All right. What's my name?
Garrison.
Hey,
right.
Garrison.
Right. Yeah.
Now you're muting the mics again. Real nice. Real nice. Because you all can't compete with me.
Right.
With the entertainment value that I bring to your show. That's why I'm still on the phone.
He's right about
you're
that.
Like, hang up. And you really don't want me to hang up because you'd hang up on me. You have the power.
He's right. So
don't you go ahead
he's right
hang
about
up on me.
Don't. When I'm bored with him, I will. I'm reaching the threshold.
Don't push him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're really going to hang up on me because their ratings are soaring. You know, right after that All in the Family slump, now they're talking to me on the air, and their ratings are, a little bit higher than they've been in the past.
Yeah.
Let's hear what they're saying here on the air.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're really going to hang up on me because they're...
No, I see what you're doing.
You know, a little bit higher than they've been in the past.
Okay, that's
kind of
weird. Echo.
Something like the... It has an institutional sound to it, doesn't it?
Maybe. No. It looks like a 10-second delay, huh? Yeah. Well, these guys, you know, are fossils. They'll be off the air soon.
Right.
The sports crappies will probably take over, and I'll take the sports crappies slot when they're done.
Chunky, I am a flunky, or some bullcrap like that. Ooh, I'm a sports chunky.
He is a total radiophile.
Anyway,
yeah, yes.
Whatever your screener's name is, she's not as hot as that old screener you had, the hot blonde, whatever her name was.
half hours.
Long time fanatic
way,
here.
Huh? Those crappy Las Vegas style shows, way overrated.
I'm sorry.
Highly overrated.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to Reno or whatever? I urge people to stay home and watch reruns of All in the Family, which are more entertaining.
He's contradicted himself. That's a sign.
You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, finally you bring me back on the air.
Hey, Jerkoff, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how everybody knows that you're a true ass?
How's that?
You listen to that big nose, big piece of... Why can't I say his name?
I don't think Don and Mike will allow it. I think they'll have to bleep it out because if they're not allowed to say, you know, the big man's name. Am I right or wrong? Let's see. Let's see.
Why can't I say his name?
Yeah.
Don and Mike
allowed. Yep, they bleeped you out. Wimp. What a wuss. Hula hoop eyed chicken neck looking jive turkey. You're not going to put me back on the air. You put me back on mute again. Well, you guys have a great day. I'm glad I could boost your ratings for a half hour. I'll be calling again in the form of Garrett Pasteworthy, and you all have a blessed day. I love you guys, and I'll keep listening to the show.
Right.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
We are undefeated against idiots.
Yeah, we are. Another victory. We are undefeated against idiots. Total victory for Gary.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Gary.
He reminds me of Lewis.
He does. Oh, yes, very much.
He
so.
Had some Lewis the retard qualities to him.
When he turned up the radio, it just sounded to me like maybe those were cinder block walls that it was bouncing off against.
Well, like I said, you know, how could I be mad at the guy?
I hated him at first, and then I enjoyed it more and more the longer he stayed on.
I'm positive he's a 20-hour-a-week listener.
Oh, yeah, I think he listens to the whole station.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
Thank you, douchebag. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. Have you noticed that, Larry is acting just a little melancholy lately?
I have not. Larry who?
Yeah, well, that's probably because you don't get the quality of time with Larry that I do.
Yeah.
You mean those moments during the commercial when he leans over and asks if anything hanging out of his nose?
Hey, Phil. Phil? Remember, you can't spell smartass without A-S-S. Okay?
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we tried. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm so depressed.
Why, honey?
I just found out when that Gary guy was calling. I've only got another month to listen to your show.
Why?
Because I'll be 50 next month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fall into a demographic where you don't care anymore.
Oh, no, honey, we do care. Don't worry about it. We do want to thank Gary from Leesburg for calling. We do care. I mean, without boring you with all the statistical stuff, really, our show is number one from the womb to the tomb.
Absolutely. We
I do. I love your show.
Thank you.
We listen to it every day.
And we appreciate the fact that old broads like you listen. God bless you.
Hey.
God bless
watch
you.
It.
God bless you.
And that, thank
and that,
you.
And that mess you've got between your legs.
Oh! Hey.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's beautiful down there. Is it?
Now you're going to embarrass me.
Yeah, as a woman of 50, let me ask you something.
What?
Is it still beautiful down there?
Absolutely.
Do you still, how do I put this delicately, tend to it?
Of course.
Way to go.
So it's not like just growing up your belly button.
No, just because you're getting close to 50 doesn't mean you stop the maintenance.
Hey, that deserves a hearty round of applause.
Brilliant.
That's beautiful.
Good for you.
Way to go.
Are you a fan of the douche?
I don't know why I call.
I
should have known better.
Are you a fan of the product?
Occasionally, yes.
Store-bought or do you make your own?
Oh, store-bought.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you for answering our psychological profile.
No problem.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Your boob sag?
Oh, she's gone. Too late. She's gone. But thanks again to Gary in Leesburg. He's the reason she called.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they were veiny.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Like the Playboy cartoon?
That's right. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to be on your strip trivia.
Oh, now isn't that a wonderful call to take?
That's terrific.
Are you calling from Reno?
Yeah, I am.
Beautiful. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, how old are ye?
23.
And what do you do?
I work at a car dealership.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Celeb, you think you most resemble?
You know, I don't have one, but I'm about 5'6". I have reddish blonde hair that's about shoulder length, a cute face, and a nice body.
Say no more. Yeah. Right. You don't look like Carolyn Manheim, right?
No.
Cameron Manheim, whatever her name is. You know who I mean.
Never.
Cameron Manheim.
That's never. I don't look like her.
For the practice. Because we've already got one who looks like her.
Right.
Okay.
So red hair, cute face, nice body. Dana Delaney, you're in.
All right.
We'd love to see you on Friday.
Great. See you then.
Hold on. Lisa needs to talk to you. And that brings the total, guys, to...
Six.
Well, then we're set because we have six pedestrians and the four pro-hos.
Right. Pedestrians. No, hey, let's do some jaywalking.
And that means that for the first time ever, it'll be a pro-am.
Yeah.
It'll be a pro-amster trivia.
Yeah. Because in any other region of the country, we couldn't do that.
Some pros and some amateurs. So in a later break in the show, we will open the phones up for the first four guys from Reno who want to play strip trivia on Friday, special out-of-town edition.
Will you be accepting any alternates for the women?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Absolutely. If any other gals want to call, and guys, don't call now.
Right.
For strip trivia. Please wait until later in the show.
Very good.
Be like Gary from Leesburg. Listen to the whole show every day.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
Omera. I bow to my humbleness.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'll be right back. I promise.
Sure.
I believe one of the girls that we sent to New York for the Sopranos party is on the phone now.
Very good.
Is this Angela?
Hey, guys.
Hi, baby.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Angela, did I meet you in the lobby yesterday?
No, I'm at Broyhill this morning, though.
Ah, you were, I think two of the girls came by. You were the one who didn't, and you said that, who was the celebrity you most resembled?
Well, people say Christina Ricci, but I'm better than her.
All right, that's great.
Right, we did meet, two of the girls yesterday. We did meet the Oriental girl. When she says half white bread, half
Filipino.
Right. Yeah. H-O-T.
Very attractive woman.
Cute. Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girl,
I didn't get a chance to see her.
She was also lovely.
The big boned Brooke Shields.
Yes, she was. And that's and that is an accurate description of her.
Oh, really?
A big boned Brooke Shields.
Wonderful.
So listen, you're there. You're in New York.
Yes.
The guy that we set you up with on the blind date, is he there with you?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah. Really? Are you excited about the Sopranos party tonight?
I'm so excited.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry if I'm a little out. We just finished a bottle of Jack Daniels and we started on a bottle of wine.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you finished a bottle of Jack Daniels?
It was a little bottle.
Oh, a little
like
bottle.
A fifth.
Oh, okay. And your train ride up with this guy was enjoyable?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Did you have sex with him?
Not yet.
Not yet. Are you going to let him have some of that booty act tonight?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight, huh?
Tomorrow morning?
We'll think about it.
How's he? How is he? I mean, is he a guy that you're glad you chose?
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Well, when you get to the Sopranos party tonight, make sure you find Rob. You won't be able to miss his gigantic head.
Oh, I've met Rob before. I'll know him.
And Rob will be stinking drunk, too.
Well, good.
Yeah. So, where are you calling us from right now?
We're in our room at the Ramada.
Oh, fantastic. Now, how close are you to Radio City?
About a... I don't know, 15 blocks.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a nice night for a walk in Midtown Manhattan. Now, are you sharing a room with this guy, or are you in with other girls?
No, we're sharing a room.
Now, is it you and all the girls?
Mm-mm. It's me and James. We've got two beds.
Oh, really? So the other girls are on the town or something?
Yeah, I haven't met up with any of them yet.
How about that? Wow. You tramp, you.
You and James.
How about that? Let me talk to James.
All right, here you go.
This afternoon before the party, that's when they're going to hook up, right?
You think so, Buzz?
I do.
Yeah, what's going on, John?
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Buzz has a theory that you're going to hit that before the Sopranos party.
That's a good possibility. And there you go. Absolutely. Get the bell out. No question.
Beautiful. That's funny.
You got it.
That is fantastic.
We're having a great time. Seriously, let me tell you one thing right now.
What?
We've not bought a single thing except alcohol yet. There's not been any money spent on anything else yet.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
You got to do what you got to do, right?
That's right.
That's what we like hearing, that you're up in New York having a good time on us.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great time. Thank you so
much. May I make a suggestion for something you might want to pay for yourself? A condom.
Got a couple. I appreciate that, though.
Excellent. No problem.
I appreciate that. No, mm-hmm. We'll definitely be made if done.
And, you know, the easiest way to make sure you don't even need the condom is just to have her give you a little of that.
What are you talking about? What are you guys talking about? I don't know what you're referring to. I'm sorry. You know, I've got a good, clean mind here, all right?
You know, have her give you a little of the old,
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good
possibility. Go, 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 go.
You sound like Jim McClure.
All right, we'll have a grand time in New York. Thank you for checking in. I bet you are. Buzz, you were right. Yeah. This guy is probably going to hit it as soon as he hangs up.
Hey, James, let me ask you a question. Is she wearing just a towel right now?
That was about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah. Now, listen, James, no BS. Have you seen her naked yet?
No, I have not. No, I have not. I have not done that yet. But,
why don't you tell her that we're asking if you're going to see her naked?
That's all right, I'll do that right now. Right. Will I be seeing you naked this evening? It's impossible. That's
way to go, James.
It's impossible.
James?
Yes.
Expose yourself to her now.
You're a bad man.
I'm a bad man. I thought I was a good kid.
I was talking to my partner. Don't worry about it.
Okay, all right.
All right, are you exposing yourself to her now?
Oops. No, I'm not. No,
all right.
Not yet.
Just trying to help things along.
I appreciate you helping expedite the process here.
I mean, listen, she's had some Jack Daniels, she's had some wine.
Yeah, no reason why he can't spend the night in jail.
Well, absolutely.
Listen, here's what you say. Have you seen all of the monuments in New York yet? Have you seen the real skyscraper?
Right.
Have you seen what's bigger than the World Trade Center?
Hey, James, meet Paula Jones.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good time, James.
Thank you very much. I'll give it back to her right now.
Okay, you and your elaborate courtship ritual.
Expose yourself to her.
Hey guys.
Hi there. Hello, Angela.
I'm having such a good time.
That's good. How would you feel about James exposing himself to you?
Well, at this particular moment, I might be a little offended.
But later this evening?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, you're going to give us a full report, right?
Sure.
All right, honey. Have a great time. Enjoy New York.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the Sopranos party tonight, and have a good time.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
See you later, sweetie. Bye.
There she is. Kids.
Thank you, honey.
Like a doll face.
Angela.
Angela.
Party girl.
Yeah. Jack Daniels. You know, when she first sent a bottle of Jack Daniels, I was thinking, my God, call the paramedics.
No, but it must have been like the airline bottle, like the Dexter Manley size.
Time they got on the train.
That's right. Well, you know, if she's a little wispy girl.
Hello, James. Expose yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Dear.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Okay, listen, I'm calling to save your lives.
You're calling to what?
Save your lives.
Save our lives.
Yes, I'm a clairvoyant. And I have had really, 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 a really bad premonition about your flight.
Oh, please.
You are just a ball buster.
Please do not do
hang up on this woman. I don't want any more of that.
I just hung up on her, okay?
Absolutely
you
not.
You don't need to hear that.
Horrible.
You don't need to hear that.
No, I don't.
You've come out of whatever it was that you were in a while ago.
Yeah, it was only a brief period of time.
And you're fine now.
It's a brief period of time, then I'll have no problem, okay?
Hello, Don and Mike. No.
Yeah, hi, Don. My name's Don also, and I'm stuck here in Sacramento.
Expose yourself to me right now. Expose yourself.
I don't know why I'm making the connection between exposing yourself and Arnold.
Well, you know why?
But I am, because it's kind of, you know, that tone.
Haven't you read those articles about, is it Vanity Fair, or is it, it's like something like Vanity Fair or People Magazine, where they are writing an expose about Arnold that has him so upset that he's already threatening legal action against the magazine before the story has even been published.
Really?
Alleging that he, like, gropes girls and that he grabs their boobs and that he screws all these women behind Maria's back and that
really?
Maria's one step away from divorcing him.
Yeah, that's going to be, that's going to put a damper on his gubernatorial run.
Sure would.
I can't be governor now. All these allegations. Hey, show me the nice punta.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm stuck here in Sacramento, okay? I took tomorrow off so I can come to the Las Vegas Bell show, right? But the bus doesn't leave here until 2:30, and I wouldn't get there until about 3 hours later. I was wondering if you might be able to help me out there.
What are you talking about?
Well, the show is on Friday.
Yeah, well, I'm taking Friday off.
Okay.
And I won't be able to get onto the bus until 2:30, and it takes 3 hours to get there from Sacramento with the bus.
Right, so you'll be there at 5:30, and the show's not till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but from what you read in the newspaper there, the people, you know, I don't think I'll be able to make it inside.
Oh, I understand. You would like us to do a special favor just for you.
Oh, you mean you want tickets?
Yeah.
Oh. No. I know you like doing that, Mike. I just want to take it one time.
You did a good job. You really, I mean, it was kind of a 1-2 thing there. I enjoyed the way. I like that rhythm there with the guy. Of course. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I live south of Sacramento, and I just want to be part of Stripturia.
We have not asked for the fellas.
You're killing me, buddy. Hey,
yet.
I work for a winery, and I could bring you maybe a little bit of wine on my way up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really, how much wine?
It depends on what kind of deal we can make.
Well, then,
no.
Thank you.
You know what? Sometimes
I hate to toot our own horns.
Yeah.
God damn it. Like Jordan and Pippen.
You know what I mean? Now, don't give me this Shaq and Kobe stuff because they don't play together.
That's right.
They don't play as a team.
Absolutely.
You know what that is? That's the give and go right there.
See how we did that?
Mm-hmm. Right there.
It's pretty interesting.
Mike gave it to me the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I came down. I gave it right back to him.
We both got the score.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Put the ball in the hole.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about, Mike.
Nothing but net.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
So,
what?
That girl said she had a fifth of scotch.
She probably misspoke.
No, I think we believe she was thinking about the tiny bottles that you get on the Amtrak.
She said under her breath a fifth.
No, you misheard her. She said under her breath it wasn't a fifth.
Hello.
Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was a good listener.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I just wanted to give you an explanation of what Angela looks like. I actually stopped to see if I could go with her yesterday, and she is hot. Mm. She has got beautiful, beautiful green eyes, and I was so sad that she didn't pick me.
But James sounded like he's real happy with her.
All right, he's about to expose himself. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Could have been
you.
What?
I just want Mike, I just want to let you know, first of all, that I really enjoyed your little bow wow a couple weeks ago.
Well, did the guy start with Omera?
Yes, it was an Omera.
What do you mean by bow wow? What do you mean? What are you talking
Remember
about?
When you did the secret sign, it was the little bow wow impersonation?
You did little bow wow.
Yeah, I have to thank you. I think it was either Charlie or Lisa helped me with that one. That was one that I was flying blind on.
Guys, I got a Jack Diamond story, actually.
All right, let's go real fast.
I was listening this morning, and he actually had a one-armed little boy on who always wanted to bowl, and he was going to send him to bowling school.
Oh, my
goodness. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Now, you're not making that up, right?
No, I'm not making it up. And then he ran a promo for an interview he did with Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson said hello, and then he rattled on about his family for 2 hours.
Hey, everybody, it's Jack Diamond of the Morn. I got I can't even do it without laughing. I got a one-armed boy on the phone. His dream is to go bowling.
We're going to send you to bowling school.
Maybe somebody might have the tape of that or something.
How would that be? Yeah, send him to bowling school.
You won't, Mike. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. So, Jack Diamond, now, did he have the boy on, or was he just speaking about it?
No, he had the little boy on the air with him, and the little boy said that he'd never been able to go bowling because his arm was cut off, like, at the wrist from some machinery factory.
What, one arm?
Yeah, his
boy,
and he had, like, a hook or something, and then they were going to send him to some sort of specialized bowling school where they had people that could help him.
You only need one hand to bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, he could bowl with the other arm.
I know, but there was something about it, and he said the little boy had his parents on there, and he started weeping at the end of it, and it was
Oh, my God.
It was all smarmy. I've never listened to
the guy myself.
Well, he'll find people to exploit.
That's Jack Diamond all the way. And you got to imagine in the meeting.
I hope this is true. I will tell you my crap detector is going off just a little bit.
If anybody else heard Jack Diamond today, call us up and tell us if you heard the one-armed boy whose dream it is to go bowling. Yeah, you know, I'm with you. It almost sounds...
almost sounds too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, but imagine if you guys could get a tape of that to play.
Did you really hear that? What time was it today?
It was on my way to work, so it actually had to be before 9 o'clock.
Before 9?
Yeah.
And you're saying that Jack Diamond had a one-armed boy in the studio.
One-armed boy and his parents.
And his dream was to go bowling.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
No problem, guys.
Bye-bye.
Later
on. He keeps on keeping on.
Beautiful.
He's consistent.
Absolutely. If there's some sick kid he can exploit, he's going to do it.
Can't so they're having that. A meeting before the show, and he's yelling at his producers going, oh, it's been a while. God damn it, it's been a while since we had a cancer or a brain tumor. What do you got for me?
Jackson, we have a one-armed boy that can't bowl.
I keep turning down the one-armed boy. Don't you have anybody else?
Not today. You're going to have to go with him.
God damn it. All right. Book the cripple on tomorrow's show. And then on the air, of course, it's, hi, this is Jack Diamond.
Hey, how are you?
Got a sad story about little Robbie Spiewak right here. Hey, Robbie, how many arms you got there, boy?
Here's what I'm going to do for you right
here. I've only got one arm, Jack.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on and letting the diamond of the bull to exploit you.
It's been my dream to go bowling. And the Jack Diamond in the morning has made it happen for me.
Yeah, terrific. I'm going to let that happen. I'll make that happen for you, little Robbie. Congratulations. Fantastic.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Why did you leave your wife and three children?
Okay, listen, we got a break. We'll be right back on Top of the Bowl Day.
Hello, Don, my show.
Yeah, hello, Don.
Hello.
Hello, O'Mara. What happened to the Rick Dees moment, if you please?
Oh, I've got something on Rick Dees. Hold on, it's coming up.
Okay. And I also would like to hear more about the lovely Lisa's see-through pants.
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. That's the one-armed boy calling in.
Sounded like Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to Don and Mike and tell O'Mara, hey, nothing to worry about, man. If the plane goes down, all he's got to do is get out fast.
There you go. Mike, people are calling it nothing but love for you.
I'll tell you right now, there seems to be a groundswell of support for using my last name on this show.
I love Don and Mike show.
Boy, talk the neighborhood, buddy.
It's your guy, Mike.
Oh, what those we had it made. Bone for the day.
Take it, O'Mara.
No, I don't work with you. Sorry.
Take it, O'Mara.
I can't. I hope this isn't going to disappoint you, but call back again with some new material.
And you knew what you wanted.
No, he wanted me to do it with him, but...
Yeah, I agree.
I can't.
You're above that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don.
And he's gone.
That might be forever.
You might have just ruined a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope I didn't.
All right. Listen, really, the one-armed boy from the Jack Diamond show is on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Good one-armed boy. How you doing?
How you doing, Dennis?
Hey, I need one arm.
Hey, Dennis, did you call just a few minutes ago? And then, like, when we went to you, we heard this...
No. That's an imitator. I don't know who that was.
Okay. One of the many Dennis Murphy imitators.
But I'm a good Pim bowler with one hand, and my average is around 125, 130.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it'd be pretty funny sometimes. We should challenge Dennis to a bowling match to see who would win, you and me and Dennis.
Dennis, would you like to do that? We challenge you to a bowling match?
I would love to challenge you all, yes.
You got it. It's a date.
And, hey, did you see my new photo on my website?
Did I see your new photo? No.
It's a comic picture.
It's a what?
It's me dressed up as a, you know, I have a suit and I have a cape and suit on.
Oh, like a Superman? All right, everybody, go to DennisMurphy.com. There you go. There's your plug. Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, Amela?
Yes, Dennis.
Airplane is a safer form of traveling.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Thank you. The one-armed boy. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Amela.
Bye, Dennis.
Doug?
Yes, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
I think my mic is not on.
Oh, there you go. You're right.
That's the deal. Dennis, go ahead and say hi to Buzz. Yes, Dennis.
Hi, Buzz. How you doing today?
I'm well, Dennis. How are you?
Okay. Are you working on your new school?
Goodbye, Dennis. You said hello to everybody. Goodbye.
Okay, Buzz, continue.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was one too many times.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know what I mean?
I know.
One too many. That one at the very end.
I know.
I swear to God, I'll throw him down that alley myself.
We'll kill him in bowling. We'll kill him.
Yeah, I like the idea of bowling. Bowling against Dennis.
Four hands against one. We'll kill him. Hello, Don and Mike show. And you and me, our score combined. The Garrett's fair. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Omar. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Another Jack Diamond story for you. I don't know if you saw NBC Nightly News right after the election, but the night that Al Gore had his pseudo-victory party, there were a couple still photographs that Tom Brokaw had, and down at the bottom left-hand photo corner, the photos were courtesy of Jack Diamond in the morning. He was at the party, and, of course, immediately called up Tom Brokaw and said, hey, look what I've got.
Well, we're more concerned with the one-armed boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there might be another, you know, that's kind of a contrived name, so that might be another photographer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I heard Jack Diamond this morning. It was really, really sad. It was actually a boy with no penis that wanted to urinate.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Go ahead and listen to yourself, sir.
Bye-bye. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
You honor me by giving me gas.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, what's this I hear? William Shatner got remarried?
Fourth time, yes he did.
Did. Well, I guess we know who threw his old wife in the pool then, don't we?
Well, you could draw that conclusion. I mean, we thought that when they announced that his wife had drowned, his third wife.
No one will know for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Looks like I don't believe that was really a burglar inside the Ramsey's house.
Hell no.
Hold on. I got the new tabloid here.
It was set up, man.
Hold on. I got something. First, I got Michael Landon's daughter hits rock bottom.
Oh, no.
Yep. Halle Berry's new Music Man.
Ooh.
FBI's real Hannibal Hunter.
Didn't Halle Berry remarry herself?
Yes.
Right. For the third time.
She didn't marry herself, but she married, some guy.
Yes. I guess she couldn't, then she'd be Halle Berry Berry.
And if she married this is the third time, Halle Berry Berry Berry. If Barry White married her, he'd be
right.
Barry
Halle Berry. Berry.
Berry. Berry Berry.
Berry Berry White.
Right. Tom and Nicole, heartbreak is over. Oh, something about kids twitching. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. What was that?
So, yeah.
Jane Seymour's kids have the twitches.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
She's got a furry face. We rode an elevator with her one time.
Geraldo, where is the, it says right here, William Shatner weds wife number four.
For God's sakes, where's the story?
I'm looking at it. Hold on. Give me a second.
You Klingon bastard. You've killed my son.
Give me a second.
Taser's on stun.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a moment.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
I don't know where,
picture yourself.
I don't know where it is. It must not be a big full-size story. It must just be one of those...
Well, they don't put big stories in when he's happy.
No.
Only when it's tragedy.
No, but he's like 30 years older than she is. Yeah. I'm sure they could get something out of it.
The housekeeper or something, maybe.
Yeah, but have you seen William Shatner? I mean, he keeps himself in great shape.
No, you know what? It is on the cover of the brand-new Globe.
Uh-huh. Did somebody cut it out?
No, oh, here it is. Shatner.
Hey.
It is on page 45. I guess Bill's not being a grieving widower.
Hell no.
That was the reaction from a guest at William Shatner's last wedding. The 69-year-old actor chose horse trainer.
The thing about horses.
Well, he breeds horses, I think, and I know he runs in equestrian events.
I mean, do I know? I've been to some of them.
Liz Martin, 42. So he's 69, she's 42. You do the math.
And he breeds horses, huh?
They got a marriage license, Feb 12. Liz is Shatner's fourth wife.
Mm-hmm.
He popped the question 12 months after his third wife was found lying at the bottom of the pool at his Studio City mansion.
Oh, buddy.
She had a blood alcohol level of 0.27, more than three times California's legal limit. She also had Valium, and she fractured her neck before she drowned.
Mm.
Shatner was distraught and vowed never to remarry. But then he met Liz.
Yeah, his horse trainer.
Oh. And Cupid fired his arrow
right into his big ass.
Yeah. Something tells me that arrow came out of his shorts. His decision has surprised all of his friends. At his last wedding, his third wedding, the band played Endless Love.
And he said he had finally met the love of his life, and there would be never be anyone after Noreen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Mrs. William Shatner.
Despite the shock, the Shatner's decision triggered, friends say Liz will be great for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, look at her.
He's 69 years old. That's a good time to get married, too, when you're 69.
She's 42.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, she's dynamic, sexy, and beautiful.
We ride together.
And they talked to his dead wife's mom.
Oh, really? To see if it was okay?
And she said, what can I say except I wish William luck in his new life?
Yeah. That's as classy a response in those circumstances, yeah. What's it? How long after the other wife passed away?
1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
I wish him, you know, all the best, and I hope he dies.
1 year. And I just wanted you to know, in case you're listening, Frida, I know you had a bad day today. She's not happy. Nothing to do with me. She's not happy with a lot of things.
Okay.
I just want you to know, honey, when I drown you in our pool, I will wait at least 2 years before I remarry a woman who is more than half my age.
God.
I will wait at least 2 years.
I admire you.
When I drown you.
That's terrific.
Yeah, she was going at it today. And I mean, I think that I know the period is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we had wonderful relations today.
She had a bad day?
When I called her up a while ago in the car, I mean, she seemed fine, except I said, hi, how you doing? And she said, I'm sitting in front of school.
Mm.
I said, okay, I'm actually doing carpool. I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm waiting for Bart. He forgot his book bag inside. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that. And she said, my back is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spending too much time in this car. I drive this kid home from school every day. I'm spending too much time in this car. And I said, hey, I'm sorry. And at that point, I guess the words "I'm sorry" were the wrong thing to say, because she said, "That's fine. I'll talk to you later."
Right.
Click. Like, you know, like I did it to her.
Sure.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a little just the remnants of whatever was going through her yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And also, listen, we're both very antsy for our kid. They're going to grandfather through that law in Philadelphia in Virginia that allows kids to drive.
Yeah.
When they're 16.
How do you feel about those other laws that they're proposing?
I think they're all great laws.
I think they really are. I mean, there was one that I was a little bit, you know, as far as the waiting a couple of months, I'm not sure how significant, but there was one where they said limiting the number of kids in a car, which is a fantastic, but then they said they watered it down to 3 kids.
And you can't drive. After midnight.
The difference between having 2 kids in a car and 3 kids, that's the whole deal. I mean, if they water it down from 4 to 3 to... If you have 2 kids, I think that's legit. But as soon as you say, we're going to compromise and make it 3...
Originally, it was supposed to be just 1 passenger. You know,
one passenger. I think it's 2 passengers.
Oh. Well, all I know is that in a month, my kid's going to be able to drive.
A big relief for you and Frida.
And also, like, between a certain hours, they can't be on the road.
6. They can't be on the road.
I mean, making that illegal, I mean, you know, I think it's helpful to parents.
Well, I don't know where she is. I thought she was close to home. All I know is she was major league pissed off about driving carpool.
Really?
Major league. And like I said, I thought that the mood had changed because we had a good morning today. You know, she said the symptoms were gone, that we got to hit it. And then she went out to get her car fixed, and she brought me home the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
I was thumbing through that in the office. That's nice of her to do that for you.
Yeah.
That was wonderful of her. Now, you, in the past, have been someone who criticizes the Sports Illustrated
swimsuit. You didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to show me naked chicks...
Show you naked chicks.
Show me naked chicks. It's like, there's some beautiful women here, but...
How are the Siegfried and Roy pictures?
But, you know, I mean, like, look at this one right here. Okay? I mean, she's beautiful.
Model in a bathing suit.
Yeah. She's a model in a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
There are
a couple in there. I love the cover. I think it's one of the best covers ever.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the cover.
Well, she's your type.
Yeah. Yeah.
My type. She's your type.
Well, I think the cover is really well done. I think it's a good photograph,
too. And, like, here's the closest you can get to naked. It's some model named Kim Lamanton, and she's got a T-shirt on, a wet T-shirt.
Wow.
A wet T-shirt, and you can see her nipples.
Yes, you can.
Well, big deal.
Where'd they do it? Where did they photograph it? What exotic locale?
Goddesses of the Mediterranean.
Ah.
So that must be where it's from.
So somewhere in the Mediterranean, maybe on a Greek isle or something.
Yeah, I think that at one point they have them actually dressed up. They've, like, painted them with silver body paint where they are posing like
Greek gods.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on a second. And here's another one.
This is the way they paint us up for our publicity photos.
This is why I don't like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Here's a chick laying on a blanket. She's topless. But she's covering up...
She's a happening chick.
She's covering up her boobs.
Exactly.
So listen, no, how do you even pronounce this name? N-O-E-M-I-E?
Noemi?
Noemi Leno.
Noemi.
You know, if you're going to show us the goods, show us the goods.
Well, are there any other photos of Noemi where you might be able to see a little bit more?
Oh, here she is, like, with her arms around Hercules' leg.
Hey, wait, there's a little more Noemi.
There she is wearing a swimsuit that's made, like, of shells.
I don't think I'm a big fan of Noemi's body.
No. And then here she is just wearing more bathing suits.
I'm not a big fan of the Noemi.
I mean, listen.
Where's the hot Latina cover girl?
Who wants to see a... There you go. For you, Buzz, there's Siegfried and Roy. And if that's not, you know, what the hell are they thinking?
Exactly.
Siegfried and Roy in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
They're thinking nobody will bother the models.
I guess so. I don't know. I've never gotten the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue that, like...
The model has probably more of a threat from that lion that's in that picture than she does from either Siegfried or Roy.
And, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, teenage boys. And I can understand that for a kid who's 12 or 13, you know, this is going to be as close as he's going to get to Playboy, maybe. He can actually go to the drugstore, buy Sports Illustrated, go home and look at semi-nude chicks.
Yeah.
But what, like, gets me are the adult men who get this thing and think like they've got a copy of,
Penthouse or something.
Yeah,
like
Hustler. I mean, it's dumb.
I don't know why people get all worked up about it. I think it's foolish that guys make a big deal about it.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do.
There you go. We go through this exercise every year.
It's girls in bathing suits. And don't thank me. Thanks, Rita. She picked it up today.
It is girls in bathing suits.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Would you like to go for a sail?
See you again. Mm-hmm. You know what? That magazine should be called CT.
Yeah.
That's all that magazine is. It's CTs.
A T. I don't particularly care for... Well, some of the models are okay.
No, but all the girls have, like, their shirts half open, so you can just see a little cleavage. You
provocative,
can't really,
but...
You can't see anything.
Yeah. Let me just say that they're more model-like than they have been in the past. You know what I mean? I mean, like, Kathy Ireland, there was just kind of that athletic bikini great. Girl. And the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue normally goes more with the bikini types, the Elle McPherson types, and less with the, I'm the New York runway model. You know what I mean? And this time, they all look like those women's folks you see in magazines.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
This is Leanne.
Hello, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne, one of our strip trivia players?
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Here we go.
Oh, no. I have a favor. I don't know if you guys will do it or not.
What's that, honey?
I want you to call my brother and my boyfriend on their cell phone and convince my boyfriend to let me go.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. Either you are an independent woman or you are not an independent woman.
We'll cross you off the list.
No, don't cross me off.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's just strip trivia.
I know. Okay. Well, I'm going.
All right.
Good. I want you to call him. All right. Thanks.
Good for you. Thank you.
Okay.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. I wanted to play strip trivia.
Yes, another local for Friday strip trivia.
Fantastic.
Like, are you from Reno?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. What's your name?
Miranda.
Miranda.
Yes.
I love your rights.
Thank you.
Isn't that what they call them? You have the right to remain?
Yeah, there's Miranda rights. I get that one a lot.
What celebrity does that remind you of?
Celebrity Carmen Miranda?
A celebrity
Miranda?
That's on our show all the time.
Hold on, Mike is holding up a picture. Leah Remini.
Yes. Ah, absolutely.
But the girl is wearing a two-piece bikini.
I'm sorry, she's not naked. I just thought she looked like Leah Remini.
I like to see pictures of naked girls in magazines.
You enjoy that photograph at all?
Do I enjoy that photograph?
Ma'am, I'm talking to my partner because I am holding up a picture in the studio.
Oh, right. Well, he wasn't answering, so
I was looking at it.
All right.
Just hold on.
Okay.
We are going to get to you. It will be me time in a moment.
Okay.
All right, just hold it up and let me see. The question was, do I enjoy it?
Or do you like this photograph?
I sound like a fag if I say no.
I mean, that is a nice photograph of a woman in a bathing suit. When you're at the beach, you look at women in bathing suits. I've always said
but they're real.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're real. You can see them.
Mm-hmm.
You see them when they sit down in the chairs, and you can really examine them.
3D.
I mean, could you get your jerk on looking at that magazine?
There's one picture in here that I will tell you is without question.
You could get your jerk on with a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Look at this. Okay. Look at that picture. That guy.
All right, Rick Riley, I agree. All right, but I met with a female, Mike.
You mean in that magazine?
Yeah.
Well, it would depend on the circumstances, but I would say it's possible if there was nothing else around, absolutely, in a minute. If you needed some sort of visual, you know, with the alternative being nothing but your imagination.
I would go with the imagination before I go over the picture of some chick in a bikini.
Now, I think that I would, you know, if you gave me a choice, you know, I'd also use the imagination, of course. But I think that, you know, that would be an alternative.
Mm.
Absolutely.
I couldn't see it.
There's some pictures in here that I think are very provocative. But they're not, you know, it's not, I think they do make too big a deal of it.
Buzz, do you get a boner when you look at the Sports Illustrated?
I don't get now, listen, you're not saying that I get a boner when I look at this, are you?
No, I was.
Yes,
asking,
I don't.
I was asking Buzz. Mike, I would like that. Even as you take it and move it up and down as if she's dancing.
A nice touch.
I'd like it better if she was naked.
Okay. I enjoy the pictures, but it's not enough for me. I'm sorry to say, I'm with you, it's not enough.
Yeah, they got to be naked.
Nice pictures, great pictures, and who doesn't like to look at a beautiful woman?
Yeah.
Except maybe Siegfried and Roy.
It's a horrible fit. Some of these are just, there's the runway model again.
Yeah, right.
That's just boring.
Hey, Miranda.
Yes.
You were calling for strip trivia.
Yes.
Beautiful. You are from Reno?
Yes, I am.
How old are you, please?
I am 21.
21.
21.
What do you do, Miranda?
I'm a waitress at a Vienna cafe and bakery.
Beautiful. A celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told I look like Anne Hesh and Charlize Theron.
Anne Hesh?
Anne Hesh.
Ooh.
Hesh rhymes with Gaish.
Boy, and Charlize Theron. Wow.
Okay, you're in. We'd love to have you play. We'll see you Friday.
Okay.
At the studios of KPLY. And that brings the total of amateurs to...
Seven.
Seven. Oh, that's great.
Of course, are we counting Leanne?
Yeah, leave her in.
Okay.
She's
coming.
All right. Leave her in. Does that make eight then?
No, that's seven.
That's seven. And we got the four pro hoes coming. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was wanting to get on the air, talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you are on the air. Hello, you're talking to us.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I was wondering, first of all, how can you be so against women in bikinis when you like Temptation Island so much, when you could just watch a porno and get your jerk off?
Well, I don't watch Temptation
Island.
I don't watch Temptation Island to get my jerk on. I watch Temptation Island for entertainment.
What, the plot? I mean, come on.
Yeah, the plot, right? The plot of Temptation Island.
It's pure titillation, man. It's completely just
No. I don't.
Hard on.
I really don't watch it because the girls are beautiful. Because frankly, the only doable girl is the one who's the girlfriend of Billy.
The Medusa girl?
Some of the pictures in here are pretty hot.
I know what you got. I can see the other side, Mike. What's the picture of James Gandolfini?
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Oh, I blew that.
Yeah,
no.
You got Gandolfini.
I was a fan of that.
I blew that joke. That was a great gag.
You know, there are really very few pictures of guys in that magazine. Very few.
Except for the Siegfried and Roy part.
Absolutely.
But listen, no, if I want to get my jerk on, I'll watch a porno. If I want to be entertained with mindless couples fighting, I will watch Temptation Island.
But I
don't watch Temptation Island because the chicks are in bikinis. I really don't.
But I also think that, you know, there are programs that are out there that are not specifically designed for people to get their jerk on. I mean, I think you can watch a show with a bunch of women prancing around without, like, you know, the necessity of having that, you know, because they're...
Give me an example. What's a show, and I'll tell you if I can get my jerk onto it.
How about Everybody Loves Raymond? How about that?
No, I couldn't get my jerk on Everybody Loves Raymond.
King of Queens.
Dateline.
Hold on. Hey, sir.
Dateline.
Hold on a second.
Dateline couldn't get my jerk on to Dateline.
60 Minutes.
Depends who the anchor is.
America's Most Wanted.
Closer. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Okay.
There you go.
I have to wipe down the TV.
I know.
You caught me. Guilty. Guilty.
Emerald Live.
Forget about it. I gotta bring an umbrella in the room with me.
Bam.
Right.
All right.
All right. Listen, Miranda. Oh no, we're past Miranda.
Sorry,
thank you.
Miranda.
Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got a question. When Mike refers to you as his partner, is that a Siegfried and Roy kind of a thing?
Yeah. You know, I am so glad you brought that up. Because when I'm walking around, like in a shopping center, or I'm just out at a party, and I'm with my wife, and somebody will say something to me, and I'll refer to something Don has said or something that you've done, and I'll say, you know, my partner says that is something, and I'll say it like that. And Laura always whacks me like that, and she says, I said, what? What's the deal? She said, you sound like that's your life partner. You sound like you're a gay male.
You sound like a homo.
Yeah, right. That's why I always say, my friend Mike.
And I say my partner, and I probably should rethink that because my wife has said that for a long, long time.
You sound like Barney Frank.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
That's right.
Why don't you just change it for now and say, the fearless man I work with.
Okay, I'll write that down. The fearless man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you like Cadillacs because the fearless man I work with drives one.
We got a break.
You know, that's
fearless behind the wheel.
That is the other difference between having Robin here and Charlie in here.
Right.
You know, Rob just sits in the back and eats, and Charlie actually is pointing at the commercials like, now, you know, play commercials.
Well, that's because Rob could conceivably say to you, we have to break. And then you would say, no, I don't want to break.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. He'll be calling us in New York shortly for the Sopranos premiere party. Now, listen, I gave you a clue earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a movie soundtrack.
All right.
It's a number one hit song from the 1970s. The secret song number 6. You give us title and artist, and you're going to win $500 right now if you are the 100th caller at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Link, The Don and Mike Show.
Just that, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Oh no! What are they doing? Okay, let me see.
I'm just not going to stand out.
I thought they were
going
to f*** down. Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
You retarded.
Yeah, you know about Britney.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
After all that buildup, she ain't at the Grammys tonight.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know.
Get sick?
I don't know. She was supposed to come out with Madonna, and it's not going to happen.
That's interesting. I wonder what the real deal is on that.
There, as a matter of fact, somebody was telling me before the show today, there's a ton of no-shows at the Grammys tonight.
Hmm.
A ton of people who are supposed to be there at the last minute have backed out.
But Aminem is going to be there.
Yes, and thankfully, so are the Baja Men.
Oh.
And so is Cisco.
Fantastic.
So who let the dogs out of the thong song?
I'll be glued to my set.
All right. We'll be represented. Tomorrow on the show, Travel Day Friday, live from Reno, Strip Trivia. We'll get to the guys in just a moment. Mm-hmm. It's a pro-am edition.
Yes.
We're going to have 8 local girls and 4 pros,
mm-hmm.
Some hoes from the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
Yeah. Also on Friday, your chance to win a valuable prize with the always popular mystery guest.
Ah, fantastic. We've got a very exciting mystery guest.
And on Friday's episode, we will hear Rob's tape of his time at the Sopranos party.
Hopefully, he's going to get a lot of the stars like James Gandolfini and Carm and all those folks.
He better. We'll hear that on Friday's episode. And Friday night, we are live at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe.
Wow, what a show, what a show.
Listen to the lineup we have. The Nude Family Feud.
The Feud.
Listen, I know that he's not the president anymore.
Yes.
I know that nobody cares about Monica anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to bring back the Monica Cigar Contest.
Oh, wow.
Come on, we got to do it.
All right.
We got to do it. The people out west have not seen it before.
Okay.
We got to bring back the Monica Cigar Contest. Plus, we can get away with a lot on stage at Harrah's.
Okay.
Also, the world-famous underwear fashion show.
Yay.
And our very Carol Burnett-ish question and answer session.
Yeah, where we turn the lights up and you get to ask us questions.
That's great.
And all of the uncensored tapes that we can't play on the radio. We're bringing all of those out with us.
Good.
So be one of the first 1,000 people to get your tickets on Friday morning, and we will see you Friday night at 8 o'clock at Harrah's.
Yeah.
And you have the number out there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Because in the next break, we're gonna call and see if you and I can get the Rat Pack treatment.
See if we get the star suite
at Harrah's on Friday night.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, you are. Call 100.
Oh, way to go.
Yes, way to go for you. What's your name?
Steven. From Stockton, California.
Steven, caller number 100. And you won the WWF No Way Out prize pack.
All right.
WWF No Way Out, in demand in your home, Sunday night at 8 o'clock on pay-per-view live from Las Vegas. Call your Comcast or Cox cable system to order. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yes, I am.
All right, secret song number 6. It is a number one record. It is from the 1970s. It is from a movie soundtrack. We need the exact title and artist, and you will win $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Tom Jones.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is, Tom Jones.
Right.
There's one I know you didn't have to cram for.
No, absolutely not.
And if we do have a winner, the $500 being offered up, as always, courtesy the good guys at Main Street Title.
It's not unusual to be lost by anyone.
Yes!
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 Oh, yes!
All right, come on. $500 online.
Let's try the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive from Saturday Night Fever.
The Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive from Saturday Night Fever.
Yep.
No!
Oh, we're sorry.
No! Gotcha.
I thought I'd try it.
Thank you, though, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. Is that Rob?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Calling now from New York.
Yes, is it a stapler?
At the Sopranos party. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys.
I don't mean to piss you off. I gave out another clue today.
Thanks, Don.
I said it was from a movie soundtrack.
Great. Go ahead and give out the label number, too.
Don't worry, Rob. Nobody's gotten it yet.
Are you sure?
Yep. Two guesses now, and no one's gotten it.
What was guessed today? I heard that he said something by the Bee Gees.
Yes, at first he said Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
That's a good song.
Which was incorrect. And the last guy guessed Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, which was incorrect. I would like to point out that the Bee Gees had, not that it matters, at least 4 number one songs.
Yeah, they did.
From Saturday Night Fever.
Okay. Very true.
Enough said. So, are you at the Sopranos party now?
No, right now, I'm actually in the gentleman's lounge of the fabled Radio City Music Hall.
Is that like a gentleman's club?
No, not really. It's mostly just like a whole bunch of overstuffed chairs and these great old phone booths that have seats in them.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, now, what's your plan for tonight?
Well, the plan is to first of all go to the viewing of the thing, because this is just like a cattle call. You know, Radio City seats like 3,000 people, and everyone and their mother is here. But then is the exclusive party that very few people get to go to, and that's where I get Uncle June.
Now, you're gonna see the first two episodes tonight, is that what they're showing?
Right, episode 1 and episode 2 of season 3.
And have you seen anybody yet?
No, I haven't seen anyone famous. My dad and I thought we might have saw Bob Keeshan, but I don't know if he's dead or not.
You mean Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah, we saw him walking on the street.
He's alive. He's probably hanging out.
This guy looks pretty good for Keeshan, so I don't know.
Rob, you better come up with a bigger name on that tape than Bob Keeshan.
You got it.
Now, let's run through the list.
All right.
Who's the number one priority? Who you're going to snag an interview with?
Jimmy Gandolfini.
All right. Who's the number two priority?
Little Jenny Melfi. Brian Bracco.
Who's the number three priority?
Dominique Chianese, Uncle June.
Who's the number four priority?
Well, this is what my personal pick is. Arthur Bucco.
No. You've got to move Polly Walnuts up on that list.
Very good.
Or Christopher.
I don't even know if Big Pussy will be here because he's dead.
He's dead. I don't think he's on the show anymore.
And Richie Aprile also dead. Would you like a message from Janice?
I hate Christopher.
And yeah, if they're bringing back Janice, Tony's sister, yeah,
well, they've already announced she's going to be back sometime in season 3.
All right.
Yeah, let's get her also.
Ooh, big sweaty Janice.
Did you make your cards?
I made my card. Yes, I did.
Okay, read me the cards.
All right, hold on. Let me get it. It's in my coat pocket.
He's been working busily. He sounds rather lucid at this early hour.
This is Blank, and I play Blank on The Sopranos, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Feel free to ad lib.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that way, you know, I'm hoping that someone will be stupid enough to actually read Feel Free to Ad Lib.
And make sure that you tell them before that the show is on, you know, in New York.
I'm sure you listen on WNEW in the evening.
And I sure hope Uncle June is there.
Yeah. I do, too.
I bet he won't be, though.
Why, a little too old?
Yeah, he's just an old guy. I'm not going to that. I still got...
I don't know where I'm going. What you don't know can fill a book.
I'm all spongy.
And I really...
A little bit for blonde.
I really don't want that guy who plays with Bruce Springsteen.
Don't you agree? He's a waste.
If there's nobody else around, you know...
Wait, what if he did his Pacino impression?
Who does he even play? I'm trying to think.
Play Silvio.
Oh, you know who I'd like you to get?
Who?
Get the guy that they met last year in Italy, the guy with the ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy who's just the muscle?
He's going to be a regular, right? Semi-regular on the show?
Yeah.
He should be right. He's a pretty guy.
And who are the... Aren't there new members that will definitely be there? There's some additions to the cast, some famous additions.
Yeah, there's one guy, the guy who was in The Matrix.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No. Yeah. Come on, Rob. The guy who was in The Matrix, the guy who turned and ended up giving up Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves.
I don't know the actor's name you're talking about. I know who you're talking about, but I don't
think... He's been in 1,000 movies.
Right, right.
Well, he's joining the cast. He's going to be one of Tony's new guys in his crew.
But, of course, the big prize is Tony himself. And he's supposed to be kind of reclusive. He's supposed to be somebody who doesn't talk to the media. Mm-hmm. You know,
also, he's been promoting The Mexican. I hope he's here.
Yeah, he might be in L.A.
Oh no, they've got him there.
He's all over USA Today with Julia Roberts.
Some guy in a big wife beater T-shirt.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Yeah, but even though he's got this movie coming out, you know, he's got to know that it's The Sopranos that, you know, made him a star.
Yeah, true. But he wasn't here last year.
That's right. He blew it off last year too. That would suck if he did it too.
Oh, and I know someone else I need to find.
Who's that?
Tim Van Patten.
Tim Van
That's right.
I will ask and find him.
The writer of a few episodes of The Sopranos and the son of Dick Van Patten.
And you might want to mention...
The brother. Brother, I think.
You might want to ask if they ever need any extras.
I will.
Yeah, thank you.
You have never seen... You know what? My father just said it's not like you can find anyone who looks like they're from New Jersey here. This is the most amazingest collection of people you've ever seen.
What did you just... Who is she?
What's that?
Charlie Broyhill's showing Don something.
Dante.
Who is it?
I don't know which character she played. We had her on the show.
Oh, right. That's right.
She was the
girl who was the wife of the guy from Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think he's been written out of the show now.
I think he's long gone.
Anyway, her name is Marissa Radante.
And get Janice.
Girlfriend.
Get Janice Soprano.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
And after,
dude, it's
and
every way.
After you get her to do the card, ask her, like, what she enjoyed for lunch today.
I will. Enjoy a little takeout later.
And then pull her finger.
All right, well, listen.
I don't dare. This is an old building.
Feel no pressure.
I don't.
But just know this, that if you come back without Tony Soprano, you're fired.
Understood. But at least I won't get to take that fun flight tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. No, you still have to take the flight out to Reno, the flight that arrives at 3 a.m.
So he'll be fired out of Reno.
Be fired?
Yeah, we'll fly you out there and fire you from Reno.
And then take away my return ticket, and there I am, stuck in the biggest little town in America.
How's Dad A doing?
My dad is great.
Is he standing next to you?
He's standing looking at the people in the lounge area.
Put your dad on the phone.
Hold on a second. I'll get him for you.
Very good. Rob is traveling with his father in New York.
Dad Day.
His report sounds like
that.
He's close by. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Spiewak?
Doing great. Having a great time.
Can you explain to everybody how it is, and I'm not meaning this in a homo way, and not in a disrespectful way to Rob, but how is it that you are such a handsome, good-looking guy, and Rob looks the way he looks?
Well, Don, I really have a hard time explaining that, but, you know, through a parent's eyes, I see him as a very attractive young man.
Yeah, of course, everybody's son is their son, and that's the way it would be. But
that's right.
Well, let me put it this way. How about how different he looks? Rob's not adopted, is he, Mr. Spiewak? Let's get right to the chase.
No, indeed, he's not. He does favor his mother's side of the family.
Well, now, let me say this, though. We have also met your ex-wife, Rob's mom, Sharon, and she's...
attractive also.
Very handsome woman, absolutely.
I don't know what portrait we're painting of Rob here.
Mm-hmm.
But both of Rob's parents are very attractive,
right?
Very young-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Rob is their son.
Well, Don, perhaps it's a case of dominant and recessive genes. I really can't explain it to you.
So you're having a good time with your son up in New York?
We're having a great time. We're laughing our rear ends off, Don.
All right, well, enjoy
Very
it.
Funny.
Mr. Spiewak, enjoy it, and make sure that Rob gets as many interviews as he can tonight.
I'm going to be with him. I'm going to help him do that. And we'll do the best we can. And I really appreciate this trip up here. It's great.
Beautiful. Thank you. Nice talking to you. Can we talk to your son again?
Here he is. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's hear it from my very nervous dad.
I know your dad's fine. Your dad's great, Rob.
I know. He's awesome.
Okay, just make sure you get those interviews.
You got it.
Have you guys had any adult beverages yet?
No, I'm too focused on the task at hand.
No, I think, don't you agree, Mike?
I want to have beverages as soon as they're offered to me.
You've got to start drinking.
Because you get more aggressive when you do that. You'll go up to people and you'll engage them in conversation. That's part of the magic.
And that's when you get the really good witticisms, like, so beautiful, so put apart.
Right. Right, that's what we like when you talked to Carl Soprano last year.
All right, I'll get all flurry and do some interviews.
All right, excellent. Well, then we'll see you Friday.
Take care. How about you, Don? How about you, Mike?
All right, goodbye, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on, just a moment.
All right.
Someone who wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me patch him in.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Say, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well.
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself.
Okay.
There he is.
Goodbye, Rob.
Hey, the fidelity sounds great.
That was Rob on Rob. It's just like that Jamie Curtis thing.
All right,
Jamie Lee Curtis thing.
Goodbye. Like every dream coming true.
Goodbye, Will Bay.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye,
see you, Rob.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he is, our emissary. Not to mention the six people who we've sent up to that party tonight.
Absolutely.
We're going to be hooking up with Rob also.
And Rob's dad.
Hello, Don and Misha.
Hello.
Maybe Rob's dad can get laid with the girl who was drinking the Jack Daniels.
I think, to the best of my knowledge, he hasn't remarried, right? He's still single?
Swinging single guy.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got the name of the guy that was on The Matrix.
What's his name?
It's Joe Pantoliano. He was on The Matrix and The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals.
Hey, big cigar smoker, too.
Yeah.
Right, and in The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals, he was one of...
He was one of Tommy Lee Jones' deputies.
And he's got a cigar club out in L.A.
One of the go-to guys. Right, yeah, he's an excellent actor.
Yeah.
Good addition. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Mike, I'll attend your funeral when you go 6 feet under.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. But please refer to me as O'Mara.
Hello. On in Mike's show.
Guys, my brothers.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Tom, really, I'm not doing this on purpose. We have to break for commercials.
This is going to only be a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the corner of Annandale and 50 tomorrow at JV's Restaurant, 6666 Arlington Boulevard. Be selling my T-shirts and everything else. If anybody wants to come on down to JV's, they come on down and get a Tom Gavin Monster Ward T-shirt.
Beautiful.
Way to go, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Anybody out there listening? You guys are going to have a special thing tomorrow after 1 o'clock.
Right.
3 to 5 inches of snow.
Tom, how do you spell Sopranos?
S-P-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Perfect.
Springton.
You're right, Tom.
Very good, Tom.
Beautiful. Thank you. How do you spell airline?
Airlines.
Airline.
A-I-R-L-A. N-E.
And finally, this one's from
Airlane. Pretty good.
How do you spell crash?
Crash. C-A-S-H.
See? Cash. You're safe.
Fantastic. You're now on. Oh, I'm relieved now.
You're safe.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom.
You got to go to break with Buzz, right?
No, we just got to go to break.
Okay. I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Right.
Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
Las Vegas Now Show.
Right. Except it's a week from Tuesday.
It's a week from Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye.
And listen, you guys from Reno, you've been very patient throughout the entire show.
Yes, some of you.
Yes, but the majority have not called.
Right, and we admire that discipline.
We are going to be playing Strip Trivia live in the studio of KPLY on Friday. We have 8 regular gals. We have 4 whole pros.
Wow.
We are looking for 5 guys with the understanding that we may not have room for all 5 guys in the cramped quarters at KPLY.
Oh, bulletin, we just got them all.
Okay, well, they'll be calling now.
That's right.
We'll troll for the guys next at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. Yeah, here ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around. And that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, remember how tough it was to find the girls? Always very difficult to find the ladies for strip trivia.
It's universal.
It's time
no matter.
For Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
No matter where we go.
Frontal Radio, Nudity Strip Trivia.
Girls are shy with their cooters.
No problem with their penises.
No, not at all.
Here we go. Take the first five guys.
Right.
Watch how easy this is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy, are you from Reno?
Yes, sir, I am.
Beautiful. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, how old are you?
24.
What do you do?
I work for an insurance company in Reno.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
Either Alfred E. Newman or Ronnie Howard.
Do we always seem to get an Alfred E. Newman?
Or a Ron Howard?
Way to go. You're in.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Handsome. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on. Be right back with you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is John.
Johnny, you from Reno?
Yes, sir.
You want to play the game on Friday?
Yes, sir.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Good. What do you do, Johnny?
I work for an alarm manufacturing company.
Good, noble work.
The celeb you think you most resemble?
Arnold Ziffel.
Oh, come on.
Okay. John Michael Montgomery, country singer.
Who the hell's that? Oh, come on. Give us somebody that, you know, we know.
Somebody we've heard of.
Tom Arnold.
There we go. Okay. See, that we get.
Alfred E. Newman and Tom Arnold. Now we're talking.
And don't forget the Ronnie Howard, Mike.
That's right. Absolutely.
The Ronnie Howard equation. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Mitch.
Who?
This is Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch, I think.
You say?
Yeah, that's it.
Mitch or bitch?
Mitch.
Mitch.
That's bitch.
Yeah, whatever.
Mitch, where are you calling from? Reno?
I'm calling from Carson City, right by Reno.
Got you. You want to play the game Friday?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How old are you?
I'm 25.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a plumber.
Love that. And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Yeah, I've been sitting here thinking about it. I don't know. Maybe cross with same old Boomer, Mel Gibson or something. I don't know.
No. Come on. Be serious.
Jeez.
Come on.
Boomer, I guess. I mean, nobody's ever told me.
Boomer,
are you
talking about Boomer Chris Berman or Boomer Esiason?
Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
You're albino.
No, I'm not albino, but I mean... I was when I was a little kid. Come on.
You were an albino when you were a little kid.
Yeah, I used to have white hair, you know. Now I got dark hair.
And he's got the worst cell phone on the face of the earth.
All right, hold on.
It's a piece of crap, Mike.
Okay, hold on a second. Please
call me Omero.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, you from Reno?
You betcha.
You want to play the game Friday?
Of course I do.
Beautiful. How old are you, Mark?
25.
What do you do?
I'm a chemist.
Ah, cool. Chemist.
A chemist. Hey, Buzz the chemist.
All right. Buzz Burbank, the chemist's friend. celeb you think you most resemble, please?
I'm going to have to go with, not in the face, but Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
So you're a man of large carriage?
Yes, I am a fat bastard.
Perfect. All right, you're in.
Meatloaf.
All right.
Hold on a second. How about in the face who you look like?
I've been asking around, and we just can't come up with anything.
All right, then we'll go with Meatloaf.
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 Been asking around. A lot of people look at him going, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike, who's us?
Is this Don and Omira?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
This is Ian from Sacramento.
Ian, you want to be the last one in?
You betcha.
Beautiful. Ian, you'll make the drive through the snowy mountains?
In fact, we planned on drinking at 6 a.m. and getting up there in time for the ticket giveaway at 9.
Nothing makes a snowy drive better than a bottle of booze.
Well, yeah, several.
Gotcha. Ian, how old are you, sir?
25.
What do you do?
I work for the local alternative newspaper in Sacramento.
What's the name? What is it, a fag newspaper? What
you
is
got it?
It,
baby.
Are you gay, Ian?
I am not.
Okay.
Straight as an arrow. But
all right.
Our classified department voted me most
eligible donor for their gay love child.
Really? Well, what is the name of the homo newspaper?
It's the Sacramento News and Review. We also have the Reno News and Review.
All right. Beautiful. Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
Edward Norton from American History X.
All right.
Well, unfortunately, no. It's skinhead look-alike, but whatever.
Were you loaded with tattoos and junk?
No, but I'm ripped like he is.
Oh, yeah. That's like when he was in the best shape. He had a great body.
Yeah, I'll have to work out all day. But I'll be drunk, so it'll be okay.
You're a dad.
Certainly he did.
You're a dad. Okay.
But he was wearing that tank top.
You are in.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Oh, and Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Oh, hello, God. Ian. We have five. And that's how easy it is to get the five guys to blister Kirby.
And a handsome group it is.
Yeah. Once again, run them by me. All I remember is the Ron Howard, Alfred E. Newman.
24-year-old Chris is your Ron Howard, Alfred E. Newman. We've got John, who's 31, looks like Tom Arnold. Mitch, with the bad cell phone, he's a Boomer Esiason lookalike. Mark, he doesn't know what his face looks like, but he resembles Meatloaf.
Lucky man.
25 years old. And Ian works for the alternative newspaper and resembles Edward Norton from American History X.
There's your guys.
There they are.
To go along with the girls, and you'll hear it all live on Friday's episode from Reno, Strip Trivia, and don't forget Friday night.
Yes.
Las Vegas style show at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe. I got one last thing before we get to Buzz. I don't know if you received yours in the mail, Mike, but yesterday I received my voting card for the
SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Right.
I did receive mine. I haven't even opened it yet.
It's not the Academy Awards.
It's the Screen Actors Guild. It's the Union of Screen Actors.
Right. It's going to be on TNT on Sunday, March 11th. And I thought as a goof, we could fill mine out.
Very good.
With the worst possible entries.
Take the worst candidates and the worst candidates we know. There's so many obscure ones, I think.
Okay. Outstanding performance by a male in a lead role.
The nominees?
Jamie Bell, Billy Elliot. Russell Crowe, Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
Benicio del Toro, Traffic. Tom Hanks, Castaway. Jeffrey Rush from Quills. I say we vote for Jeffrey Rush.
Jeffrey Rush from Quills.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so I'm poking that one out now.
All right.
Outstanding performance by a female actor in a lead role. Joan Allen, The Contender. Juliette Binoche, Chocolat.
Chocolat.
Ellen Burstyn, Requiem for a Dream. Laura Linney, You Can Count on Me. Julia Roberts, Aaron Brockovich.
It's either Ellen Burstyn or Laura Linney.
Let's go with Ellen Burstyn.
All right, she's older. Was she in The Exorcist?
Yeah. Male actor supporting role.
Here we go.
Jeff Bridges, The Contender.
He's fantastic.
William Dafoe, Shadow of the Vampire.
Didn't see that one.
Albert Finney. Aaron Brockovich. Gary Oldman, The Contender. Joaquin Phoenix, The Gladiator. I mean, unfortunately, they're all pretty good there.
They're all good, but the worst of them, in my opinion, was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, no, I loved him in Gladiator.
I hated him.
I really did.
He whispered too much.
I want to go with Willem Dafoe.
The vampire movie.
Just because it's Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
All right?
Willem Dafoe it is.
All right, I'll defer to you on a later one.
Okay.
Because I think, in that category, I really did like Joaquin Phoenix.
You said you saw The Contender, right?
Yeah, real good movie.
Jeff Bridges, really incredible as the president. You could almost say that's the way that's the kind of mind games they play. It's a great movie.
All right, female actor in a supporting role.
Okay.
Judi Dench, Chocolat. Kate Hudson, Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm.
Frances McDormand, Almost Famous. Julie Walters, Billy Elliot. Kate Winslet, Quills.
Oh. Kate Winslet, Quills.
Gotta be.
Winner.
We haven't seen The Quills.
Of course we haven't. I love this. The 7th Annual Screen Actors Guild Award.
Right.
Official ballot.
And we're messing with it.
Okay, now, I'm just going to give you the movies. Outstanding performance by the cast of a motion picture.
Okay.
Almost Famous. Billy Elliot. Chocolat. Gladiator. Traffic. I think you got to go Billy Elliot.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm not familiar of this
most obscure.
Billy Elliot.
Right? I heard of Billy Madison. You know.
Which also won a Screen Actors Guild Award.
With Adam Sandler.
You like Billy Madison.
Do you remember how much we love those commercials?
Yeah, the commercials were great. The movie was horrible. I mean, it was fantastic.
Billy Madison.
Go see Billy Madison.
Okay, outstanding performance by a male actor in a TV movie or miniseries.
Alec Baldwin, Nuremberg, Brian Cox, Nuremberg, Brian Dennehy, Death of a Salesman, Danny Glover, Freedom Song, John Lithgow, Don Quixote, James Woods, Dirty Pictures.
Man, you pick. I mean, there's so many that are obscure there.
You know. How about Alec Baldwin?
I just like knocked my headphones off. That cracked me up. Alec Baldwin, of course.
Okay, a female. Well, just let me give you. Stockard Channing.
Oh.
Judy Dench. Mm-hmm. Sally Field. Elizabeth Frons. Vanessa Redgrave. Your call.
Vanessa Redgrave. Good choice. And the winners are Alec Baldwin and Vanessa Redgrave. And I'd love to see them in a movie together.
Okay. Male actor in a TV drama.
Okay.
Tim Daly, The Fugitive. Anthony Edwards, ER. Mm-hmm. Dennis Franz, NYPD Blue. James Gandolfini, Sopranos. Martin Sheen, West Wing. Who am I kidding? We're voting for Tim Daly.
Tim Daly.
Yeah.
For The Fugitive, the one that nobody watches.
The Fugitive.
That's probably one of the clearest choices, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Outstanding performance by a female in a TV drama.
Okay.
Gillian Anderson, X-Files. Mm-hmm. Edie Falco, Sopranos. Sally Field, ER. Lauren Graham, Gilmore Girls. Allison Janney, West Wing. Seal Award once and again.
The Gilmore Girls.
Right.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. Whatever it is, she's getting a vote.
Gilmore Girls? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have. It's a show on the WB. I've never watched it.
WB, all right.
All right, male actor, TV comedy. Robert Downey Jr., Kelsey Grammer, Sean Hayes,
Will and Grace. Is that Sean Hayes, Will and Grace? Is that
yes. Right. Peter McNichol, Ally McBeal, David Hyde Pierce, Frazier. You want to go with the Will and Grace guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the worst.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Okay. We hate that show.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that we're homophobes or anything. We just don't like
just
the show.
Just ain't funny.
Right.
Female actor comedy series. Calista Flockhart, Ally McBeal, Jane Kosmarek, Malcolm in the Middle, Deborah Messing, Will and Grace, Meligan Mullahy, Will and Grace, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex and the City Buzz. Which is the girl with the annoying voice on Will and Grace?
I think it's the Mullahy lady that you just mentioned.
Mullahy, pick the Mullahy.
Yep, she just got our vote.
Okay,
yep.
So I hope she wins.
Just got our vote. I think we're almost done. Mm-hmm. Just a few more. Oh, beautiful. Two more categories. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series. ER,
mm-hmm.
Law and Order, The Practice, Sopranos, and The West Wing.
Oh, man, that is so hard because they're all good.
I say the show I like the least is Law and Order.
You know, of all those shows, I love The West Wing, I love The Sopranos. What are the choices again?
ER.
Yeah?
You can't vote against that. That's a good show.
Yeah, that's a very good show.
It really comes down to Law and Order and The Practice. Because the other ones, we both like Sopranos and West Wing.
Yeah, go with Law and Order.
Yeah,
okay. That's the one.
What the hell? I'm just voting. Gary Orbach is on on Law and Order.
What an actor.
Okay. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series.
Okay.
I already know the winner, but I'll give you the nominees.
Very good.
Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. Sex and the City.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
There you go.
In a walk. Well, there you go.
Really close second was Ally McBeal.
Okay, let's see. Instructions. Locate the nominees in your choice.
Don't leave any hanging chads.
I didn't. Locate that number on the ballot or move the numbered stub from the ballot, seal the ballot, return envelope, and put in the mail. All right? Detach and retain the stub.
There it is.
Everybody, you have heard us officially vote for the Screen Actors Guild Award.
When you see a big night for Will and Grace, let me tell you right now, you'll know who to thank.
Right.
And I'll go home and fill out mine exactly the same way.
Charlie, in the mail, if you please. Time now to go to news with Guy Birdley. Oh, do you want to hear another guy from Sacramento yell? Or a guy from Reno yell about how come we're letting girls from Sacramento play the game?
Well, you know, they all have this poison. They have
Todd?
Yes, this is Todd.
Todd, go ahead. But
yes,
very,
you know what?
Very briefly, please.
I disagree with you giving people from Sacramento an opportunity to play strip trivia.
We give everybody a chance to
play
strip trivia.
Well, you know what? You do a Sacramento show and you do a Reno show, but yet right. You don't do, you know...
And you know what? It was the people from Sacramento who called up, though, and not the people from Reno. And
yes, well, there's people from Reno that were trying to call in, but, you know, people from Sacramento just thought they could flood the line.
And when we did a show in Sacramento, people from Reno came. You kids get along.
Oh, no, we can't get along.
Yes, you can. Come on, get along.
No, you know, they're the ones that called us all, the women here, all cows and everything. And then you guys sit there and take Sacramento. They can't even make it over because of the damn snow and everything.
All right, let's worry about it on Friday, okay?
No, I'm not worrying about it on Friday. I'm worried about it now.
Give peace a chance.
All right, get out of here.
No, okay, whatever you want to say.
You go away.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right at you.
Right.
Oh, okay, oh, yeah, that's the way to do the show.
Yeah, who needs you?
Yeah, who needs you? It's the Reno one, that's why you're coming here. It's
who needs you? Who needs you? Not all the other people in Reno, just you personally.
Listen, who cares if people from Sacramento drive up to play strip trivia?
No, I want to hear some Reno people.
What do you care? How do you know that they're not girls who were bussing in from Fargo? We're all Americans, sir. We are all Americans.
Why are, but you know, the point is, you do a Sacramento show and you do a Reno show. Not a lot of
you know what I think?
All the way over to Sacramento.
Here's the thing that's really silly.
Actually, some people do have days during the day.
This guy is really serious.
Yeah, I know he is.
That's how ridiculous this is.
I thought you might have been kidding, and now I know you're serious. This is ridiculous.
Don't be upset. But listen, we don't care if people from Sacramento participate in the Reno show. We don't care if people from Reno participate in the Sacramento show.
Well, you know, the problem is, you know, you also, you go with K-Play and all that kind of crap that they got here. You know, I happen to work during the day. I'm a day worker.
Yes.
I'm not a casino worker. So, you know, I don't have these opportunities to take off during the day to go and get tickets.
I
would love to. Don't get me
now
wrong.
Now we're getting another level of this guy's anger.
Yeah, it's all about you.
Listen,
No, it's not all about me.
Yeah, it's all about you.
It's all about how you guys want to play this system.
Play what system?
The system here was, you know, they want me to go down to a car dealership. They want me to do this and that. You know what? The point is, I don't have time during the day to take off.
Hey, listen,
how the tickets are distributed is not our decision.
It's done by the radio station.
Well, okay, I apologize to you guys on that. That's, you know, the radio station here. But the point is,
what is your first name?
My name's Todd.
You know, I have a letter here. Did you read that letter we got on the air that K-Play sent us?
No.
Make sure Todd doesn't come to the show.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
No Todd's allowed. Hey, Todd, why are you so pissed off, man?
Why don't you just chill out? Lighten up a little bit, Todd.
No, I just want to hear people from Reno get a chance and not people from Sacramento.
Todd, we have plenty of people from Reno who are going to be playing the game.
And what does it matter? Really, what does it matter?
Delete it out.
Right, yeah, we didn't give the guy tickets. We were playing an elaborate joke on the guy. Right. Not elaborate, it was as simple as it comes.
Right. So here now is a replay of what you didn't hear. We've taken the dirty words.
Right.
And I think Charlie has put them backwards.
Right. Now you'll hear the whole segment without delay.
Hold on and give your information to Lisa.
All right.
But I tell you what. Back it up a little further.
All right, here we go.
Just to get right to the part where everybody heard.
Right.
We have.
And, you know, we just want you to change your attitude, Todd.
Well, you know,
are you going to turn it around?
I mean, you wanted a ticket to the show that wasn't going to disrupt your schedule, and we're offering you a ticket to the show. We'll put you on the guest list.
Two tickets.
Two tickets. You and a friend.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Oh.
Beautiful.
All right, there's a thank you.
That's all we needed. All right. Hold on and give your information to Lisa.
All right.
But I tell you what, we'll just leave the tickets under
a little tire.
See, there you go.
Right, of course. What did you expect?
Of course, Todd. We didn't want to let you down.
Please,
No, because you don't want to see me at the blackjack table.
Right. Hey, I hope we see you at the blackjack
table. Right, you, Todd. Right,
bye-bye.
Jesus.
That was Todd.
And don't delete out A-hole.
Too late.
It's too late?
Yeah.
The best part of that was deleted out?
Probably.
The best part when I said to the guy finally turns around and he says, well, okay, I'd really like to go to the show. And I said, well, listen, wait. Just go to Will Call and ask for tickets under... Oh, say it. Now they're going to delete that out?
They should.
Oh. See, that's exactly what you guys missed. So
Todd didn't get the tickets for all you other idiots that are calling right now that thought he got them.
No, I guess it was funnier to actually say the word than to say, go to Will Call under A-hole.
Todd didn't get his tickets.
No.
Unless he waits in line like everybody else.
Is somebody complaining about that? Hello? Donna Mike, hello?
Hi.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Oh,
great. Well, actually, I was calling. Well, first of all, let me say, in conjunction with what you're just doing, the guy was an a-hole. Secondly, I was calling to let you know that I saw your website from the Valentine's Day, and Don, you are a hot hay.
Well, you're right about that, honey.
I just had to say it. Love you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A woman with good judgment.
Very love nice. You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Where's the guy who wanted Will Call explained to him, though? There was some guy who really didn't understand the concept of Will Call.
Will Call.
Hello? Is this the guy who didn't understand Will Call?
No, sir, I do understand Will Call.
Oh, okay.
Very good. But right now, I'm torturing cats.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Is this the dude who didn't understand Will Call?
No, I was calling to see if they mentioned Greenville today on the radio.
Greenville. Yes, we have. There you go. Hello, is this the dude who didn't understand Will Call?
No.
Okay, he must be gone then.
Yeah.
My apologies.
No, hey, do you guys get VH1? when you guys went to commercial, I put it on. Leah Remini, she looks like Jennifer Lopez. If you guys got a TV there, you got to check her out.
Was she going to the Grammys?
Yeah, she's doing like a pre-Grammy thing.
Is she really? You got VH1 in your room?
There she is. I'm looking at Leah. Live on VH1. Man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't even look like her. I recognized the voice.
Goodbye, Mike. Mike is going to look at the TV now.
Oh, that and Sports Illustrated. I guess he's going to be busy. Shut
up. What's she wearing?
What's she wearing?
A bare midriff, black pants and a black top with a bare midriff.
She's wearing sunglasses, too.
She's looking...
sunglasses.
She looks like Leah.
Looking hot.
Yeah. With a bare midriff.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I'm the guy that didn't understand Will Call, man. I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Is this really the guy that didn't understand...
Hey, my God, the delay is getting a workout.
Don't say the F word. But what don't you understand about Will Call?
No, I mean, What the hell is Will? What do you mean, Will?
Have you ever been to a sporting event or an arena, and for people who don't have their tickets, they're left at Will Call?
What do you mean, Will Call?
It's usually a window. It's called the Will Call window.
Can I explain this to Don, Mike?
It's the Will Call ticket window.
Will Call.
Yes. Ever been to a concert or a sporting event?
Well, who the hell is Will Call?
I told you that there was such a guy out there.
I don't believe him.
I mean, Will Call?
Right. I don't believe he's this dumb.
I'd still like to talk to Don and Mike, if it's possible.
All right.
So would I.
Goodbye.
I love them, man.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Radio gods. Donaldo E. O'Mara.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye. All right.
I want to talk to Donaldo E. O'Mara.
All right. He's a good one.
Lisa.
Buzz.
I have a complaint about Lisa.
Buzz. Oh, what's your complaint about Lisa?
I have a big complaint about Lisa.
What?
Because she was nasty to me on the phone.
All right, we'll give her a raise.
Thank you. Goodbye. Buzz, we'll be right back with the news right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Waited, the Don and Mike Show.
What a horrible thing to say.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, I heard you.
What a horrible thing to say.
Thank you, Colonel Clay. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former President Bill Clinton and former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton say they are deeply dismayed. They say they didn't know that Hillary's brother was paid $200,000 to get pardons for two people in prison.
Clinton.
Wow.
Clinton. Man, that gets
thicker and thicker. It seems to. They say they insisted that Hugh Rodham return the money, and sources say that he did within the last 24 hours.
Hugh G. Rodham.
Pardoned on Clinton's last day in office and sentence commuted, Glenn Braswell was a businessman who committed fraud and other crimes. The other convict pardoned and released is Carlos Vignale, who was part of a major cocaine ring. Quoting a statement from the former president, neither Hillary nor I had any knowledge of such payments. We are deeply disturbed by these reports.
Man,
only president. Man, he going out, he's making more news than when he went in. The Teflon has slid off. Tonight, what may be the most controversial Grammy Award show in its 43-year history.
Controversial.
Eminem is the focus of everyone's attention, of course.
Eminem.
He's up for 3 Grammys, including Album of the Year. His competition in that category includes Paul Simon, Steely Dan, Radiohead, and Beck.
You know, what the hell are Paul Simon
and Steely Dan being nominated.
Well, I can speak for Steely Dan. The Grammy people feel guilty that they didn't do anything with Steely Dan back in the 70s, so this is a makeup nomination.
Why,
for
are, why are there makeup nominees? That's not really right in award shows.
All award shows do that.
Well, why don't you give them a Lifetime Achievement Award? Because they haven't been making hit records for a lifetime.
Right. It's been a while. Eminem will also perform a duet with Elton John. Eminem with Elton John, despite Elton being openly gay and some of Eminem's music being openly anti-gay.
Eminem.
But Elton says he wouldn't perform with Eminem if he thought he was really a hateful person.
No.
Madonna says President Bush has said things more offensive than Eminem, even though it's Vice President Cheney's wife who's the latest to slam the white rapper.
And it's not Elton John's fault that he's doing this just to revive his struggling career, which you know, listen, what's the famous one? The Lion King.
Sure.
Man's got to make a living. Got to buy some new pink suits.
Eminem's also received last-minute words of support from Stevie Wonder and Pat Boone.
Stevie Wonder's call was, I can't see you. I can't. Where are you?
Hello.
They have dressed me in a shower curtain.
Damn them.
I said that to Stevie Wonder when we met him one time. Right. I said, Steve, you realize they have dressed you in a shower curtain.
And he may have been blind, but he laughed his ass off.
Buzz?
Yes.
A bulletin?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Waited, the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
They'll splash the pot whenever the F they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
This was not heard on the network. This was only heard on WJFK FM in Washington. We got done with Todd. And obviously, I knew the guy was still on the line when I said, hey, if he hadn't hung up, I would have given him tickets.
That's right.
And he said, well, hey, I'm still here. We said, okay, we'll take call 100, we'll go to break. So we play the bumper. I still got the phone pod wide open. And Mike gives me a look like, is he still on? And I, you know.
Yeah, he's still on.
Right. We put the microphones into mute. We go to the traffic lady. She does her thing. She goes, that's it. Have a good night. And then it goes,
WJFK.
We didn't play a commercial.
Right.
There was just this guy, Todd, from Reno.
There was somebody in the background, like his roommate or his lover.
Who obviously couldn't hear himself on the radio since it's only being broadcast in D.C. Right. The guy said, hey, man, what were you doing with that Will Call thing, man? I told you just be nice to those guys.
And then, hey, I think they're in commercials or something right now. Will Call.
Click.
Funny. We heard that, Todd.
It was funny. Yeah,
thank you. Everybody in D.C. heard it, right?
And now let's go to Buzz. And Buzz, we really got to get out of here because the poor sports junkies.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't get out of here like in 1 minute,
we're screwing them.
We're going into their network time.
And they'll be upset.
Somebody tell the junkies we're sorry. It just got away from us today.
Los Angeles County has folded its porn commission. The Commission on Obscenity and Pornography was set up in 1964, but it's only met four times since 1991. Many of the members didn't even show up at the last meeting in 1995. This week, L.A.'s county supervisors declared the commission a waste of money and its work best left to the cops. Los Angeles County includes the San Fernando Valley, which is America's pornography capital.
Ah!
The porn industry there generates some $4 billion in sales every year.
Billion.
Survivor Stacey Stillman is suing CBS, but now CBS is suing back.
Buzz, you got to stop it.
Yes?
I mean, you got to go right to your funny story.
Oh, okay. Finally.
No, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock.
I know. Well, you said no more news, so I put everything away.
Okay, just the funny story, please.
Here it is. Finally, some people think pigs are cute.
Yep.
George Miski Io is not one of them. George is a pig farmer in Romania. This week he was cleaning out the sty when the pigs turned on him. One pig knocked him to the ground while the others proceeded to maul him.
That is a funny story.
Doctors in Bucharest say George will survive, but they admit they were worried. They say the pigs bit off one of his ears, part of his scalp, and one of his testicles.
Oh, I hate it when a pig bites your ball off.
So painful.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz.
No!
We do appreciate
that. No problem.
Now, let me see if we've timed this out correctly. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't even think sports junkies are going to have time to come on and say hello. I think as soon as our commercials are over,
uh-huh, they're going to come in. We're going to and start on the network.
Their commercials will start.
Wow. So,
where's Eric? And I do apologize to Eric. Are they out in the hallway? I'm sure they're back there just hating our guts right now.
No, they're cool about stuff like that.
The three of them are.
I know one of them is not thrilled about it.
Right.
One of them goes to the general manager all the time. Why are Don and Mike on after 7 o'clock?
Absolutely.
Because it helps your ratings, doofus. But I feel bad that we did go so long today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm caller 100.
Ryan, hi. What's your name?
Scott.
Where are you from?
Greenwood, South Carolina.
Caller number 100, and you've won 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events. That means a free one every month, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF No Way Out in demand this Sunday night at 8, live from Vegas, called Comcast or Cox Cable System, to order. Hey, hello, that's your prize.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's a year's worth of WWF pay-per-view.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I want to let you know we really miss you down here in upstate South Carolina.
That's right. It's a guy from Greenville calling in for the contest.
Yeah, well, wish we could be on.
Forgot. Got you on the Iowa City station. It comes on after dark.
Way to go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Gotcha.
Where the junk's at? Oh, they're out there?
Hey, come here. Will one of them come here? Eric? John? Any of them? Lurch? Hey, come on in.
Well, here's the one junkie I know is not upset that we're not done at 8 o'clock.
He'd go 8:30, 9 o'clock, be okay with you.
Hi, Lurch.
Hello, Donna.
Sorry about taking up so much time tonight.
No, I hate you for this.
I know. Well, you're the one.
You know I hate you, right?
It friggin' got away from us tonight.
Hey, that's okay. You got a big trip coming up, and, you know, you got to take some calls.
You can thank a guy named Todd.
Yeah, that's the reason.
You guys went nuts with Todd for about 25 minutes.
We did. Yes, we did.
And we can't let it go. You know that.
And the good news is that tomorrow, since we'll be best of, you guys will be able to go on right at 7.
And
Friday, since it's a remote day, we probably will end close to on time on Friday, too.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. You do us a favor today.
You're going on the network at 8 o'clock, anything you'd like to say to the people of Washington this evening?
Yes. Manny Ramirez is a god.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a fag.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. I like that one. You're the man.
We don't mind. Greatest lead in ever.
All right, Eric. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good guys.
Sorry we were on so late.
No, we're having fun. We're talking football.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Do you want to leave the Sports Illustrated issue for him, Don?
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
I have not seen it. I'm going to go to the bathroom right now.
You can't J-O to that. There's nothing worth J-O there. All right, Sports Junkies are next on many of our affiliate stations.
Very good.
And, we'll see you Friday from Reno.
Friday from beautiful Reno, Nevada.
Live from Reno. That's it. Got to go. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, you're not going to do the thing like Rob.
You want to do it, Don?
I'm not doing it with you. I'm just going to play the music.
I'll do it myself.
All right. Do it to yourself.
All right.
Throw the thing in your mouth. Go ahead. You might just make it
I hit myself in the nose.
Hey! That's it. We'll see you Friday.
So long, everybody.
From KPLY in Reno. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.